The FBI have convinced him to cooperate. Officials are discussing the details in response to Republican criticism of the administration's handling of the case. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate says the Christmas Day terror attempt set off new alarms.
Both the realization that not only al-Qaeda is trying to innovate and adapt, but is trying to use its regional affiliates, in particular from Yemen, but also perhaps out of Somalia and North Africa.
Intelligence agencies worry about the threat of more lone attackers using simple but dangerous devices like an underwear bomb. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Three U.S. soldiers were among seven people killed in a roadside bombing near a girls' school in northwest Pakistan. The soldiers were training others to fight al-Qaeda and the Taliban. In Iraq, at least 20 were killed in a bombing targeting Shiite pilgrims near the holy city of Karbala. As Toyota rushes to fix millions of gas pedals, the government's looking into what could be steep penalties against the automaker, and more attention's being focused on a popular Toyota model not included in the recall so far. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us with the latest.
They were a little safety deaf. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood talking about Toyota says the government is considering civil penalties for the car maker slow to react to those sticky gas pedals. Joan Claybrook, formerly with the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration.
I think Toyota has been recalcitrant and very secretive. And it does not like to recall vehicles, and I think it did everything it could to delay this issue.
And now, there's Toyota's Prius.
The third generation Prius. It's harmony between man, nature, and machine.
Disharmony between driver and brake pedal now. Complaints in the U.S. and Japan about the brakes that don't break. Even Apple computer co-founder Steve Wozniak says he has Prius problems. Blames it on software. No recall announced. Steve?
Toyota sales took a hit last month, and now one of its top competitors has raised its profit forecast for the year. Honda says its quarterly profit at the end of last year soared, and the Accord dethroned the Camry as top-selling car in the U.S. last month. Well, three letters have come to symbolize bailout rage, AIG. Now there's word employees in the firm's financial products division are divvying up $100 million in bonuses. That's the same unit that almost ran AIG into the ground, prompting a $180 billion government bailout. Banking analyst Bert Ely says they're getting a lot less than they were promised.
They're giving up 10% in return. They're getting the money. It's going to be in their bank account, and we get this issue behind us, which is good, both for AIG as well as the individual employees.
Reports say AIG plans to pay millions more next month, mostly to former workers who did not agree to concessions. For months, California prosecutors have been building a case against the doctor who gave Michael Jackson powerful drugs before his sudden death. CBS's Steve Futterman says now they may have one.
Dr. Conrad Murray has always claimed his innocence.
I have done all I could do.
But the district attorney is expected to file as early as today criminal charges against Murray, accusing him of involuntary manslaughter. CBS News legal consultant Trent Copeland.
What involuntary manslaughter means under the law in California is that you engaged in conduct that was so negligent, conduct that was so careless, that it rose to the level of being criminal.
Murray is in Los Angeles. His
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful. Maneuvers plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind the plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the roads. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
To register and taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage, visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearl Vision, clearly different.
Blood, you're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Good news, we're going to ask, don't ask, don't tell. Bad news, yeah, but not quite. Yet. Well, hello, everybody. That's the way it always is with government, right? Never just good news. It's always a little mix of good and bad. As it is on this Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010, it's the Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show, the official morning show of the Obama generation. Coming to you for this third hour now this Wednesday morning with a great lineup and all of you and the big issues of the day. We are live from our radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol Building, where that historic meeting was held yesterday, the Senate Armed Services Committee, where for the first time a top member of the U.S. military, in fact, the top member of the U.S. military, top uniformed officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, said, it's time to ask, don't tell. Other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, no White House briefing yesterday, so I wasn't down at the White House. President Obama was up in Nashua, New Hampshire, talking jobs and talking small business. Wherever it happens, we've got it covered, bringing the issues to you and giving you a chance to comment at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. And our website is chugging along this morning, full of lots of good stuff for you at BillPressShow.com, including your chance to pick up a few bags of Bill's Brew, best coffee on the market out there, thanks to USA Coffee Company. Don't forget, part of the proceeds go to a great organization called Partners of the Americas, and this is the only union-grown coffee in the country. You can get Bill's Brew caffeinated or decaffeinated. And for our podcast subscribers, and it's a good reason, another good reason to sign up if you haven't already done so, a new in-depth interview with Tom Ricks, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of the book The Gamble, about the war in Iraq. We went only 25 minutes about Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen and the Sudan, and I mean, you name it, and some amazing insights, I think, about what's going on over there. That interview available again for our podcast subscribers at BillPressShow.com. We had a big snowstorm last night in Washington, D.C. Picked up another 2, 3, 4 inches or whatever. It's a beautiful snow-covered nation's capital. But despite that, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning slugged their way to work this morning.
Yes, sir.
Made it in.
Nothing could keep me away from work.
We're like the U.S. mail, right? Neither snow nor sleet nor whatever stops the Bill Press Show team from coming into work. President Obama, when he was up in Nashua yesterday, he made another reference to the sin capital of the world.
Responsible families don't do their budgets the way the federal government does. Right? When times are tough, you tighten your belts. You don't go buying a boat when you can barely pay your mortgage. You don't blow a bunch of cash on Vegas when you're trying to save for college. You prioritize. You make tough choices.
Now, what's wrong with that, right?
I mean, you're making a perfectly good point.
Exactly. You know, you're trying to save for your kid's college fund. You don't go to Vegas and blow it all on the craps table. But I'll tell you, the mayor of Vegas wasn't happy, Oscar Goodman.
I don't know where his vendetta comes from,
But we're not going to let him make his bones by lambasting Las Vegas.
And the mayor says this time he's not going to even accept an apology from President Obama. I mean, you know what?
He's getting his underwear in a twist on that one.
I know. My advice to the mayor is, hey, just relax, dude. You know, you're the mayor of Las Vegas. It's a great city. I love going there. But people go there to gamble. That's what it's known for. That's why they built all those casinos, to lure more people in to gamble. If not for the sex, it's for the gambling. So, you know, big deal. Don't pretend that you're anything other than be proud that you're the mayor of Las Vegas. And people should not be going to Las Vegas playing the tables, right, or playing the whatever, rolling the dice when they're got tough budget problems and trying to save. Anyhow, relax. We got a great lineup for you today. We're going to start off this hour with our good friend, Senator Tom Harkin. No greater liberal than Tom Harkin from Iowa. Jim Hoffa, James P. Hoffa, the president of the Teamsters Union, will be joining us down the road a little bit. And then we'll talk Illinois politics and the big Illinois primary yesterday with Lynn Sweet of the Chicago Sun-Times. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Madonna has dumped her Brazilian boy toy. The Chicago Sun-Times actually reports the star has ended her relationship with that 23-year-old underwear model Jesus Luz because of their age difference. You remember, she is 51, and their, quote, conflicting schedules.
I was wondering how long that would last.
A Canadian manufacturer is offering sets of a dozen golf balls, which each feature a picture of one of the 12 women that Tiger Woods allegedly had affairs with. Yes, Creative Classics,
just
name of the company. Mike Caldwell tells me he's already sold $40,000 worth of the Mistress Collection golf balls at $50 a dozen in just 3 days. And those are the ones for use as display on your desk or mantelpiece. A dozen balls, which can be used to play the game, are $5 cheaper.
I wonder if they'll be the official golf ball of the next Tiger Woods tournament. Probably not.
And we're getting a sneak peek at Super Bowl commercials now. One is McDonald's recreating its famous 1993 favorite, the Showdown. That starred Michael Jordan and Larry Bird playing a game of horse for a Big Mac. The first one to miss watches the winner eat. This new one stars Cleveland's LeBron James and Orlando's Dwight Howard. And from the first 12 seconds that got released on the Internet, looks pretty much the same.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Busy days down at the United States Capitol. Admiral Mike Mullen and Secretary Gates testifying yesterday on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Negotiations or private discussions underway about how to proceed on health care. And meanwhile, a lot of talk about how to end the Republican abuse of the filibuster. Right in the middle of all of it, plus some other good issues, our good friend from the state of Iowa, Senator Tom Harkin, back on the Bill Press Show. And we welcome you back, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's good to be with you. We're just winding our way through some of the snow here.
Hey, how about it? Yeah, it's a beautiful though when the nation's capital is covered with snow, isn't it?
It actually is very beautiful out. It sure is.
Yeah. Senator, I know, let's start with, before we get into some of these other issues, yesterday you were down at the White House meeting with the First Lady on an issue that we've talked about here on the show before that's very important to you, and that's the childhood obesity issue. You know, what are the plans, what's going on, and how serious an issue is this?
Well, take the last one first. It's serious. Right now, about one out of every three kids in America is will get type 2 diabetes if we don't do something about it. This could be the if we don't change their diets and reduce obesity, this generation of kids will be the first generation who will live sicker and die younger than the generation before them.
Wow, that's stunning. One third of American kids are likely to get stage 2 diabetes.
Oh, well, that's generally among the Hispanic community. It's more like one out of every two will become diabetic if we don't change our ways.
And it's all diet related, is that right?
Absolutely, this is diet related. I'm talking about type 2 diabetes. I'm not talking about the inherited kind. I'm talking about type 2, and it is definitely diet related.
Now, is the answer education, Senator, or what's the plan?
Well, we have to, the First Lady, first of all, has just taken a great leadership position on this. We had the meeting at the White House yesterday. Next week, she's going to issue a kind of an action plan on reducing childhood obesity. She's going to make it her number one cause as First Lady, and she's going to be all over the country this year, focusing on a broader range of things, better food in our schools, more exercise and physical activity for our kids, better things in communities like walking paths and bike paths, anything to get more physical activity, and working with parents to get parents more knowledge about what's in the food that their kids are eating.
But isn't a big part of the problem, Senator, what you can do about this, that when so many families decide, okay, we're going to take the kids out for dinner tonight, they go to a fast food joint, right? And that's so they're getting the most unhealthy possible food.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, people eat, it's been pointed out that kids are eating too much fats, starches, and sugars. Why are they doing that? Because that's the cheapest.
Yes.
The best food is the highest price. Well, we got to change our system of what kind of foods we support. We need to support fruit and vegetable farmers more. We need to give them the kind of subsidies that some of the other kind of farmers have been enjoying for so long.
Mm, yeah. In other words, we've had a kind of topsy-turvy, right?
It's been way topsy-turvy, and it's time to change the system.
Well, again, Senator, I think the rest of the country is catching up with you. You've been talking about this issue for a long time, and I know you fought for some of this language in the health care reform bill. So let's jump to that. It's amazing the silence lately on health care reform after it was the numero uno topic before Massachusetts, and now it's almost like it's disappeared from the map. What is happening, and what are the prospects of getting a health care reform bill this year?
Well, first of all, Bill, let me reassure you, it has not disappeared.
Good.
We are working with the House. The Speaker made Speaker Pelosi made a very important statement last week. You may have seen it. I don't have it in front of me, but she said something like, we're going to go through the gate, and if the gate's closed, we'll jump over it. If we have to, we'll pole vault over the fence. If we have to, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get it done. And Speaker Pelosi and our Leader Reid and President Obama are all determined to get it done. So am I as the chairman of the Health Committee. We're working behind the scenes. We'll come up with something. I hope some of it will gel within the next week or so. We have a week break coming up here in 2 weeks, and when we come back, I think you will be able to see some action at that point in time.
So it's kind of right now what's going on is people are just pulling back and reassessing how to go forward. Is that it?
That's exactly right. We're trying to figure out how to do it. I think you're going to see both a bill, and then you're going to see what we call reconciliation bill. Which means we can get around the filibuster, another sore point of mine, where we can just have 51 votes. A kind of a novel concept, isn't it, that the majority should rule?
Yeah, it is. And I want to ask you about the filibuster in just a second. One other issue, the new head of the AFL-CIO, Rich Trumka, great guy, was quoted this week as saying he's confident that this year, 2010, we'll see the passage of the Employee Free Choice Act. You have been leading the fight on that legislation in the Senate, Senator Tom Harkin. Do you agree? Are you that confident?
Rich is a great friend. We've been working on this for over a year. I think we're fairly close to some kind of an agreement that I hope will get 60 votes. We're working on it. I'm hopeful. We have to change some of these laws. I keep asking the question, Bill, why should Americans have to go through boot camp hell, walk over broken glass, just to form a union, which is a perfectly legal association? And that's what they have to do these days. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be easier for workers to form a union and to join a union and to get a contract.
Yeah. Now, I think, obviously, the corporate community and the Republicans oppose it because unions do such a great job of protecting their members and fighting for good, strong benefits for their members. Now, Senator,
protecting their members, but also informing them and giving the knowledge they need on how to protect themselves. Sure.
Absolutely. Senator Tom Harkin, Democrat from Iowa, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. So, Senator, the last time we were together here on the show, we talked about your legislation to do something about this filibuster. You mentioned it a little earlier. Since then, we've also talked to Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico, who wants to join you, right, in bringing about a change. I mean, it is undemocratic for just to demand 60 votes of supermajority on every single issue. It's supposed to be majority rule. Is there a growing, pressure or desire on the part of senators to correct this problem?
Yes, there is, Bill. It's just becoming the Senate has become dysfunctional. Well, take for example, right now we have a nominee for Solicitor of Labor. That's the top lawyer at the Department of Labor. Her name is Patricia Smith. She's the Commissioner of Labor in New York, supported by the entire New York delegation. She's on the floor right now. All kinds of letters from the business community in New York supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
She's been thoroughly vetted. So the Republicans are filibustering. We had the vote to stop the filibuster on Monday night. We got the 60 votes. But then under the rules of the Senate, there are 30 hours after you vote on cloture, right?
Yeah.
30 hours to debate. Well, there's nothing to debate. I mean, all day yesterday, the Senate was in session. Only one Republican came down to speak on Tricia Smith, and he had spoken the day before, and he had nothing new to add. And yet we sat there all day, the lights were running, the electricity bill's going up, the staff is there, and we're doing nothing. Now, you tell me how much sense that makes. Now, the American people ought to know that the Republicans are doing this, and all they're doing it for is to slow everything down and stop us from doing anything. That's why we've got to change this filibuster rule.
You know, and I think, just my own word here, is I think the best way to change it is to do what you're doing, Senator, is just bring attention to it, make sure the American people know what obstructionists the Republicans are, and I think you've got the American people behind you in wanting to see that. I know you do, wanting to see this change and wanting to see the Senate get some work done. They can't do it with the filibuster. We got to run along, Senator, but you're very kind to join us again, and thank you for fighting the good fight on all the things that we care about there in the U.S. Senate.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We'll see you on the Hill.
All right. See you on the Hill, Senator Tom Harkin. You'll see me on the Hill because, of course, I'm the newest intern on the Hill working for Senator Sanders.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Something incredible happened last night. Mary got a better night's sleep. Aches and pains didn't keep her up. She took Advil PM. She used to take Tylenol PM, but last night she switched and spent less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. And Mary is really appreciating that today. Aches and pains keeping you up? Switch to Advil PM. The difference.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal, Can America Drilling, teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Show.
President James Hoffa, the Teamsters, coming up in the next segment of the Bill Press Show. President Obama up in Nashville, New Hampshire yesterday saying, as Tom Harkin just did, we are not giving up on health care.
Another foundation stone is fixing a health insurance system that works better for insurance industry than it does for the American people. I do not quit. We are going to get that done.
And in the audience, a former member of Congress from New Hampshire.
My name is Dick Sweat. I live in Bow, New Hampshire.
Hey, Dick, you got a big fan club here.
I used to occupy the seat that Paul Hodes holds now, and he's doing a great job.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Yeah, and he is also the son-in-law of the late Congressman Tom Lantos from California, former congressman from New Hampshire, and yes, his name is really Dick Sweat. When we come back, what's happening with Employee Free Choice Act, and what about Toyota and American workers? What's happening on the jobs front? Lots of questions for Teamster President James Hoffa coming up next, and then the Illinois primary on the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-454-39. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-454-39. That's 1-800-454-39. 1-800-454-39.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson,
proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
All want the same thing.
Peace.
And Rotary Clubs are making it happen.
Lucky.
Come to me.
Through international scholarships for young people to promote peace and understanding.
Lucky.
Around the world.
Signal is the height.
Rotary. Humanity in motion.
Listen to AM 760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go, 33 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. The Bill Press Show, we are live coast to coast from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We all live better thanks to the great work of the men and women of the Teamsters Union under President James Hoffa. Visit their website to find out more about their work at www.teamster.org, and we're proud to welcome back to the program, President Hoffa. Hey, Jim, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
All right. You're weathering this big snowstorm in Washington here?
I know. It's all paralyzed here, but we'll get about it. I don't live that far away. I'll be working today.
All right. Yeah, that's
none
good.
Of my employees will be in.
And the federal government will probably be shut
that's
down.
That's the way they are here.
I know. So, Jim, at the State of the Union, President Obama said he talked to a lot more about jobs than healthcare this time. Jobs seems to be the priority for the administration this year. Are they on the right track?
I think he's on the right track, but I think he's a year late. You know, I think he lost a year getting bogged down in the healthcare debate. You know, healthcare is important. We all want reforms. But, you know, the American public is very impatient. They want instant fixes. They don't understand how complicated it is. When they elected Barack Obama, they said, we want jobs, I want you to take care of this. And I feel that he got bogged down in the health care debate, and he basically sucked all the oxygen out of the room, and stopping other initiatives with regard to jobs, with regard to Employee Free Choice Act, with regard to so many things, that labor wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said, no, we're gonna do health care. And I'm afraid that you saw what happened, the fact that we lost our 60-vote, majority in the Senate. All this has affected where we're going, and I think he got bogged down. I didn't think that he thought it would take that long. And basically, he lost the initiative by getting involved in endless debate, endless negotiating with the Republicans and conservative Democrats. And he's kind of lost his momentum. So now he's trying to get that back. He can do it. But I do think we lost a year.
Do you believe one of the ways of getting it back is a new jobs bill, and we're going to get one?
Well, I think we need a new jobs bill. We need a lot of things. But, you know, he's got to do exactly what he's doing. People want to see him out there where he can go to a plant and say, hey, we're reopening this plant, or here's a new plant that's being built. We're going to put 1,000 people to work, 500 people to work. Or we're recalling people. You know, some of the things we're hearing about, you know, some of these trade spats with China, that one of the tire companies hired 500 people back once they the different taxes were put on some of the products coming in. Those are real concrete things the American public want to see, and they want to see him out of Washington. They don't want to see him sitting around, you know, trying to debate health care. They want him out in Pittsburgh, Detroit, and out there, you know, in the plants saying, hey, this is a real job. 500 people going back to work. Let's get it going.
Yeah, and I think they're starting to get that message because, you know, last week it was Ohio. Yesterday it was New Hampshire. He visits a plant, and these are plants that are as you say, hiring more people or you know, expanding their line of work or whatever. And that's a sign that some things are starting to turn around. Let me ask you about I hear a lot of talk that the Republicans claim that the stimulus bill did not create any new jobs. How well do you think the of course, not all the money's out there yet, right? But how well do you think it's done in terms of jobs?
Well, it isn't what everybody thought. I mean, everybody, let's face it, everybody thought that, you know, if you put all this money in, there's going to be people hired back. And unemployment hasn't budged. In fact, some of it's inching up around the country. And I think that's what's disappointed people. There's this expectation level that's so high. You know, you talk about, you know, a stimulus package, you talk about TARP money, and you really haven't seen it trickle down, you know, to where it should be. You know, TARP was, you know, big money to Wall Street, and the banks didn't start lending until they're just starting to open up a little bit. And a lot of these businesses need money. And so I don't think it's had the impact that we thought it would. Again, it's an expectation game. Everybody wants instant results. It's hard to turn this economy around, but I do think he's on the right track. But he's got to pick it up. He's got to go faster, and especially with the, you know, the fall elections coming, so we don't lose more congressmen, we don't lose more senators, we don't lose more governors, and these are the things that he's got to do.
If the job situation would turn around, I think that would take care of the Democrats' political problems for the year 2010, for sure. President James Hoffa from the Teamsters, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. You mentioned the Employee Free Choice Act. We had Senator Tom Harkin on at the top of the hour. As you know, Rich Trump also the other day said he thinks there will be a bill this year. Senator Harkin says he is hopeful that they're very close to an agreement to get some legislation this year. What do your sources tell you? What is your read on it?
Well, you know, we've got to get back on this. You know, back October we had 60. We were ready to go. It's not exactly what we wanted. It's not exactly the bill that labor wanted with regard to car check, but it's fast elections, treble damages, and arbitration on the first contract. That's better than what we have now, and that's what we're pushing for. But I think we've got to get back on it. But if we're down to, you know, 59, let's face it, we could be filibustered and maybe not be able to turn it around. I think everybody's looking at this new senator from Massachusetts. What's he going to be like? Can we get somebody like Olympia Snow or, you know, some other person to help us get this around? But we got to get back to 60 because I think this is something that the Republicans would filibuster. They'll filibuster on anything, and they'll filibuster on this one.
They've already shown that. They're willing
They will. There's nothing too small for them.
No, they would filibuster on the weather. You know what I mean?
They want paralysis, and because they want Barack Obama to fail.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they want. And they don't want any victories and don't want labor to have any victories, even if it's a small victory of a watered-down, you know, Employee Free Choice Act. So that's one of our initiatives. I mean, I'm sorry I missed your program earlier because you just mentioned I'm going to call Tom Harkin today. I met with Arlen Specter yesterday, Senator Arlen Specter on trade. Had a good meeting with him. But I think we got to get the initiative going again. Because I think the president shouldn't be saying, uh-oh, we're going to work on health care, which is what he did. We've got to let us do our thing and get this back back on the front burner. Let's get it done. Let's do something. And do it early. Waiting doesn't help us. I mean, the unfortunate death of Ted Kennedy, the election results in Massachusetts, it's changed everything, where we could have done this earlier in the year.
Well, you call Senator Harkin, you tell him that Bill Press said you ought to give him a call. So
I saw him at that luncheon.
Exactly. Now, you, the last time I saw you out in public was just a couple of days ago in front of a Toyota plant somewhere. What's the deal with Toyota putting all these people out of work while they, I guess, do you think they had to, or what was your message to Toyota?
Well, we demonstrated at the Japanese embassy.
Oh, that's where it was.
Yeah, okay. we were right on Mass Avenue at the Japanese embassy. We had a big demonstration there, and we basically were demonstrating with the UAW. We're working very close with the UAW. They're closing the Fremont plant that employs 5,400 people. It's one of their best plants. J.D. Power says highest quality. And let's face it, California is where they sell more. That's the state where they sell more Toyotas than anywhere else. They're closing the plant, and we think they're closing it, you know, obviously because it's union. It's the only union plant they have. And they don't want it. They don't care, you know, where they sell the cars. They want to close that plant.
So this had nothing to do with that accelerator problem.
Well, we also brought that up. That was on our signs. We said, you know, Toyota unsafe. This is the time to put pressure on them to say, hey, let's keep it here. If we're going to fix the problem, we can't fix it in Japan. Let's fix it here in the United States. If you got a bad accelerator pedal, let's fix it. So we did that, and we also talked about the impact on California. 5,400 jobs is over 1,000 Teamster jobs involved and suppliers and car haulers. So we were there with the UAW demonstrating that, and we presented a letter to the president of Toyota, which we gave to the embassy for them to give to him. And, of course, we went into the embassy. They received us. We met with the labor attaché, talked to him or her, and then we got that done. So, basically raising public awareness about the fact that they're closing the plant. And California, that's reeling right now, can you imagine them losing 5,400 good jobs?
Every time I talk to people from my home state there, California, things are in such bad shape there right now. That's the last thing they need is that. And that's a great plant. You know, it's been there a long time and turning out a great product. That would be a huge loss for California. President Hoppe, you are out there in front on all the issues, as always, and it's good of you to take some time for us this morning. Thank you again for your support of the program. And to all of your good men and women members, too. Thanks to them.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Talk to you again soon. Jim Hoffa, president of the Teamsters. So let's jump out to Illinois next. Big primary yesterday. Lynn Sweet from the Chicago Sun-Times will tell us who the winners and the losers are.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You know, a lot of nice mail comes across my desk. I mean, with GEICO's 97% customer satisfaction rate, it's understandable, right? Now, while I wish I could respond to each letter individually, I'll address a few of them here. To Brenda in Houston, yes, GEICO insures over 18 million drivers. Tony in Tulsa, I do enjoy backgammon. And David from St. Louis, I'm not quite sure how you mailed a meatloaf, but thanks all the same.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I don't want just any motor oil.
The kind they test before it's used. I want the one they tested
after it was used. In the engine of a New York
taxi for thousands of miles and still
pass the standards for brand new oil. For wear protection,
rust protection,
and viscosity.
That's the kind of durability I want in my car.
I don't want just any oil.
I want Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Real durable oil.
Find out more at QuakerState.com.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah, I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
If you're like most families these days, you're struggling to save every dollar you can. Well, right now, we can show you how to save thousands of dollars on your term life insurance. And all it takes is one free 5-minute phone call. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which could save you hundreds of dollars every year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2152. These days, every dollar counts. So let us show you how you could save up to 75%. It only takes 5 minutes, and the call is absolutely free. So please call now. 1-800-700-2152. That's 1-800-700-2152.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
At least choosing the candidates and for U.S. Congress. Out in Chicago, watching it all and reporting to us, the Washington Bureau Chief of the Chicago Sun-Times and columnist for Politics Daily, our good friend Lynn Sweet. Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thanks for being with us. Let's start with governor. So on the Democratic side, the incumbent governor just barely, looks like, just barely won, right?
Well, when he declared victory, when he had Pat Quinn, he had about 5,000 votes. Dan Hines, the controller, did not concede. So I don't know if this is going to lead to a recount or what. There were still a few thousand votes left to count last night when everybody went to bed. So who knows?
So
Governor Quinn took a cue from the 2000 presidential recount. He was ahead. He declared himself the winner. I think if nothing else, to create the, you know, that's what you do. You're ahead. You say you won. On the Republican side, by the way, when we went, but it also was a two-way tie. So it was not a conclusive result in that one either.
Now, why would the incumbent governor, Pat Quinn, who got such good press after he succeeded Blagojevich, right, who got nothing but bad press, why would Quinn have such a hard time winning this primary?
Well, in the last few weeks, he had been the subject of some very hard-hitting charges from Dan Hines, all dealing with his competence, bungled early release program with the state prisons. And then there is this bit of video that was a few decades old with the image and voice of the late Mayor Washington of Chicago, the first African-American mayor, saying that Pat Quinn, who used to be his revenue director, is fired for incompetence. The irony in that one is that Dan Hines' father, Tom, ran against Mayor Washington for mayor, ditching the Democratic Party in order not to split the white vote. Boy, there was a lot of real nastiness in the end.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. The quote from Washington, which was like 20 years old, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, on the Senate side, You know, it wasn't so long ago, people here in Washington were saying that Mark Kirk, the Republican member of Congress running for that Senate nomination, was in trouble because the Tea Party people didn't think he was conservative enough, but he won handily, correct, on the Republican primary?
That was never, I'll tell you, this is where the anyone on the ground in Illinois knew that Mark Kirk's opponents were not fielding any kind of a threatening campaign, and if there was a movement against him, it was never surfaced here. So his win was basically done by having a staying under the radar, not creating trouble for himself, and having only one of his rivals had any kind of a real effort against him, and therefore it's not what was going on in Florida, where you have a true conservative moderate fight within the primary. Never even came close.
So the other guy was no Marco Rubio, right?
Even close.
Yeah. And on the Democratic side, Alexei Janulis, right?
So Alexei Janulis, for months and months, was deemed the front runner. And then this David Hoffman, a Chicago attorney, who was the inspector general in City Hall, got in. And Cheryl Jackson, who was the former Chicago Urban League chief, got in. And again, in the last weeks of the campaign, Hoffman hounded Giannoulis on his connections to his family bank, which has some troubled times and some troubled connections with, and these commercials, I think, took down the Giannoulis link.
Now, Giannoulis, I read this morning, he's a basketball buddy of Obama's?
Oh, yeah. We chronicled this throughout the primary. He played with Obama and some other people almost every primary day during that long march to the presidential nomination.
Oh, I got.
I think he played pro or semi-pro in Greece too for a while.
and
that's how Giannoulis met, I believe, in the basketball courts at the University of Chicago.
Wow. All right. And I guess in Illinois, having a last name Giannoulis is not a disadvantage, right? After all, they elected Blagojevich.
Well, we have a very tolerant society in Illinois for people with unusual last names.
Okay. All right, now,
there we go. Give us one for that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now the congressional race that I was watching most was Denny Hastert's seat, where his son Ethan. I wanted to take his daddy's place. He's not going to get that chance, right? Were you surprised?
He was. I was not surprised because in the end, young Ethan Hastert had his father's name, but he didn't have his father's place for organization. And when Denny Hastert got his start in politics, he had a few lucky breaks, and he did not start in Congress. He started in the Illinois legislature. So kind of was out that Ethan Hastert was not looking for his father to necessarily campaign for him. I don't know if it would have happened when, Denny lost the district to a Democrat when he stepped down early. So, and that district had been changing. But in a primary, I think you just had somebody who just never put together a commanding campaign.
Well, it certainly sets up the stage for a very interesting November in Illinois. Hey, Lynn, thanks so much for your time this morning. Drive carefully, and thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. I'll see her at the White House next time. She also covers the White House for the Chicago Sun-Times, and I'll be back with today's parting shot.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hey. Valentine's Day's coming up fast, and we've got an amazing offer for my radio listeners. Get this, 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for only $19.99. Trust me, based on my experience, you'll be a hero for sending ProFlowers. And if you've never tried ProFlowers, here's your chance. What are you waiting for? This 100 Blooms of Love bouquet is guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. And when you order today, you can pick your delivery date with guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. But this offer is only available until Friday, and believe me, this bouquet is going to go fast. Now, here's what I want you to do to get your 100 blooms of love for just $19.99. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention press, or even better and easier, go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my password, press. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in password, press. But don't forget, this offer expires on Friday.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On-Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids' shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and XL Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solarips.com to learn more. That's solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, February 3rd, my parting shot for today, history was made at the Capitol yesterday. Yes, history was made when the nation's top uniformed officer, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen, said that gays and lesbians deserve to serve openly in the U.S. military. We must get rid of the don't ask, don't tell policy, said Admiral Mullen, because it's simply, quote, the right thing to do. Well, it's about time. My only question is, what took them so long to get this far? And now that the Pentagon recognizes that getting rid of the old Clinton policy is the right thing to do, why is it going to take them so long to change it? Because Admiral Mullen was followed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who announced he was naming a year-long panel to study it and make recommendations on how to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Hey, come on. It's not that complicated. Here's my suggestion. Gates puts out a memo to all the armed forces today saying the president supports legislation in Congress to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Meanwhile, while waiting for Congress to act, under my orders, we will no longer enforce that policy. Done. End it. Case closed. That's the way to end it immediately, and Obama ought to tell Gates to do so. My parting shot for today, Congresswoman Maxine Waters tomorrow, as well as Sam Stein from Politico. Have a good one today. We'll see you here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
My name is Dick Sweat.
I've got a busy, busy work day ahead of me. I've got loads of emails to catch up on, quick lift at the gym maybe, then I've got to get the word out that GEICO customers could save even more on their car insurance by signing up for other things like homeowners or renters insurance. Extra money you could be putting right in your pocket. That's what I'll tell them. Maybe put some slides together. Right, well, I probably should stop waffling along on the radio here. Put the old nose to the grindstone, eh?
For a fast, easy rate quote on homeowners or renters insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
That is just a slap on the wrist, and it is a slap in the face.
Jackson family attorney Brian Oxman has heard reports that Michael Jackson's doctor will be charged with involuntary manslaughter. If convicted, Dr. Conrad Murray would serve no more than 4 years behind bars. Oxman tells the CBS News Early Show that's not enough. Live to Los Angeles and CBS's Steve Futterman. What's the latest, Steve?
Well, Frank, all signs indicate that Dr. Conrad Murray is about to be charged, perhaps as early as today. The involuntary manslaughter charge would mean that prosecutors believe that Murray acted negligently in treating Michael Jackson, but did not intentionally harm Jackson. Murray has admitted repeatedly giving Jackson the powerful anesthetic propofol, a drug Michael Jackson used to deal with his insomnia. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Toyota's reputation for quality is taking another hit. Officials in this country and Japan are looking at reports of brake problems on the popular Prius Hybrid. The investigation into defective gas pedals is expanding. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. In what direction, Jim?
It's now a federal probe of Toyota's accelerator woes looking into whether onboard electronics could be causing cars to unexpectedly speed forward.
Feds are now saying, yeah, this could be a whole new deal.
Peter Brown, Automotive News.
Electronic problems are notoriously difficult to avoid and then to nail down because you have so much interaction of one electronic system with another.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood confirms the government is not finished with Toyota. Frank?
American companies began the new year the way they left off the old one, by cutting jobs. Outplacement specialist John Challenger estimates that 71,000 jobs disappeared in January.
Job cuts were heaviest in retail coming off the holiday season. That was then followed by telecom with almost the same number of 14,000 plus in telecom, and then pharmaceuticals.
The president's televised tete-a-tete with Republicans was such a hit, he's being prodded for an encore. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Frank, this new push comes in an online petition campaign launched by a politically diverse group of bloggers and commentators banding together under the online banner DemandQuestionTime.com. They urge the president and congressional leaders to hold more live broadcast sessions. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is ready to appear with Senate Republicans. And an hour from now, he'll hold a live session with Senate Democrats, Frank.
A 26-year-old mother and the triplets she'd just given birth to were found dead in the woman's Shelton, Connecticut home. Police Sergeant Robert Kozlowski says there were no signs of foul play.
It appears at this point she died giving birth to the triplets in the house.
The state of Illinois is in a state of confusion. Governor Pat Quinn, who took over when Rod Blagojevich was indicted and removed, is claiming victory in the Democratic primary for a full term of his own, but he's barely ahead of challenger Dan Hines, who isn't conceding. Three Republicans finished in a virtual dead heat for the GOP nomination. Democrat Alexei Giannoulias and Republican Mark Kirk won primaries for President Obama's old Senate seat. S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball, bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses. How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business. And you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama puts his fundraising ability to the test in Denver February 18th for Senator Michael Bennett. The president will appear at the Fillmore Auditorium for an afternoon reception where tickets range from $25 to $250. A pricier cocktail reception takes place hours later at the Denver Sheraton, where a drink costs $1,000 and a photo will set you back $15,000. Here's something you don't see every day. Traffic lights being taken down and replaced by stop signs. It's happening on Washington and Emerson in Denver's West Washington Park neighborhood. Traffic in the neighborhood has been reduced 50% ever since the T-Rex Highway project on I-25 was finished. Now it's thought the stop signs are actually safer than traffic lights.
Two people have to make a bad decision at a four-way stop in order for there to be an accident, whereas when there's just a traffic signal, one person can do it by themselves.
Christine Downs with Denver Public Works says a total of 7 traffic lights are being replaced by those stop signs. In sports, it was a 3-game losing streak, and the Avs ended it last night. They beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 is where we're seeing volumes start to build and speed start to drop on that approach to 84th. Southbound I-25 also busy downtown. Water Main Break, 51st in Washington. Surface street accidents, Hampton and Buckley, as well as Hamilton and Hampton. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-40s as well as sunny skies. Currently, it's 26 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We got a packed show for you today. Very, very packed show for you. I was up late watching Lost. I don't know about you.
Yeah, man.
Did you watch it?
You know, I did. I got to about probably the last 10 minutes, and then I fell asleep.
How pathetic is that?
Yeah, with like 10 minutes to go.
That's not a good statement about the show.
No, it was great, man. I was just worn out. So, really interesting, though.
Here's a spoiler alert. And it doesn't really spoil anything, but the thing that kind of messed with me, and if you're a purist of Lost and you haven't seen it yet, earmuffs right now. Put your hands over your ears. You know, he's flying over, and they show the island underwater.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
Yeah, with the foot statue underwater.
All of it. The buildings.
The very beginning.
And Emily caught something. She said, you know, the next scene you see is Kate in the tree.
Yeah.
And Kate's voice sounds like it's underwater. I thought it was the ringing from the bottom.
It was probably the ringing, yeah. And it was so weird how they do that with the audio now on the TV. I was like, what's going on? It's real quiet all of a sudden.
Well, Emily said it sounds like she's underwater.
Right. No, good point.
It was definitely
weird, man. Don't know what's going on. I'm lost already, and it's only 2 hours into season 6.
I read Entertainment Weekly's Jeff Jensen, who's the expert on Lost. And he had an interview with the creators of Lost. And they acknowledged that there are these two parallel realities going on. And they said the fundamental question of this season will be whether those two parallel realities, the one where the plane flight lands safely in L.A. and the ones where it just warps them back to the hatch, mm-hmm. whether those intertwine.
Hmm. Yeah, man, it's weird.
It's pretty weird. last thing about Lost, what about Desmond sitting next to Jack and then not being there anymore?
Yeah, well, what was he on the plane for in the first place?
I don't even know.
He wasn't on the original plane.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there were so many parts of it, I was just like, really?
He was there, and then he's like,
come on, I want to follow so bad.
I know, I can't follow. It was really...
So we continue to follow anyway.
And what we're going to do is, I think we're going to do an update. I want to do an update once every couple weeks with our Lost expert that we had on yesterday. So we will do an update, a formal update, once every couple of weeks. We have a great show for you today, and this will not get you lost. At 7:20, we're going to talk to State Representative Max Tyler, who has a bill that would strengthen the possibility of third parties here in Colorado, a bill that I am very supportive of. A lot of folks talk about third parties and the need for a third party and how much they want a third party. So we're going to talk to a state representative who is introducing a bill in our legislature to make it easier for third parties to have an impact. Then at 7:35, we'll be joined by State Senator Chris Romer, not about marijuana this time, but about his new legislation that would create a streetcar on East Colfax. I want to get your thoughts on that, whether you think it's a good idea. We'll talk to him at 7:35. Then at 8:30, should Denver build a new prison? Should it build a new prison as passed by initiative here and bond measure in the city, or should it actually save that money? We're going to talk to Denver City Councilman Doug Linkhart, who is pushing a bill in the city council to consider not spending that money and, in fact, saving it. Pretty interesting issue about the prison industrial complex comes right here. The questions about that complex comes right here to Denver. Then at 9 a.m., the Montana Supreme Court recently ruled and legalized assisted suicide, making Montana just the third state to give physicians the freedom to prescribe drugs to mentally competent, terminally ill patients without fear of prosecution. We're going to talk to one of the folks who was involved in the case up there and see if it's something that's going to be an issue in other states. And this is where my libertarian instincts kick in. You know, I think assisted suicide is something the state should stay out of. By that I mean the state should not be telling doctors and their patients what they can and cannot do in this very, very difficult area. So that's at 9 a.m. And then at 9:30, you're going to want to tune in for this, because I've gotten a lot of blowback from folks on my Facebook page and on my Twitter page. At 9:30, Christopher Ketchum, the writer for GQ magazine, published a very controversial piece linked on our website, am760.net. And the headline is, "Warning, your cell phone may be dangerous to your health." And this is he takes a look at all of the research out there by other industrialized countries, by our own country. He talks about how most of the studies in our country about this are being paid for by industries with an interest in it. And I'll tell you something, just to give you a preview of this, and again, you got to read the piece at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. After reading his piece, and I've been careful, I traded in my old cell phone for a low radiation cell phone. I don't keep it near me most of the day. And I actually, this weekend, de-Wi-Fi'd my entire house after reading this piece. It really, really scared me. And I'm not, you know, I got a lot of blowback when I posted this piece on my Facebook page and on my Twitter account. You can subscribe to those, by the way. Go over to am760.net and click over to the David Sirota page. You can subscribe to my Facebook page and my Twitter feed. But a lot of blowback, people saying, "Oh, Sirota, you're a conspiracy theorist," and blah, 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 blah. And what was funny about it was people got offended. They got offended that I said I de-Wi-Fi'd my house. It's kind of like some people get offended when you tell them you're a vegetarian. And I'm not one of these people who tells people, "Hey, I'm a vegetarian, you ought to be a vegetarian too." I just kind of posted on my Twitter feed and on my Facebook page, "Hey, I de-Wi-Fi'd my house this weekend. Check out because of the potential human hazards in this article, check it out." You know, thought it was, you know, like somebody passing it along. I wasn't saying, you know, I wasn't proselytizing. People got real offended. They got real mad. And it strikes me that some people get real mad about personal choices when they themselves feel insecure about their own personal choices. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, look, if you're comfortable being a meat eater, and I'm not proselytizing to you, I said, tell you I'm a vegetarian. If you're comfortable with it, don't attack me for being a vegetarian. You know? Like, if I don't want to have Wi-Fi in my house and I thought I'd pass on an article of interest to you that you might be interested in because of a lot of studies and a lot of scientific data in them, don't get mad at me. If you don't believe it's unhealthy, then, you know,
That's carry on.
Exactly, carry on. It was
Seriously.
Incredible. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, 100%.
I mean, I get it if I was like, you know, you got to do this or you got to do that.
Right. But proselytizing.
I think when people offer you food for thought, right? They say, hey, I DIY'd my house as an example because I read this article. Not saying you should do it or not, but, you know, food for thought. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want people to send me stuff like that.
Right. No, it's like, hey, check this out. It may interest you. It may not. You may believe it. You may not.
Well, I'm not going to be like, F you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
you're pushing your vegetarian ways on me through your Facebook page, Dave.
Right. It's like crazy. But I'll tell you something. This article really, really blew my mind. And so we're going to talk to the author of it at 9:30. And I hope you tune in because this article makes the case, at minimum, that we don't know what the threat of cell phone radiation really is, and that there are some basic, simple steps you can take, whether you think it's safe or unsafe, just to be extra sure, just to be extra careful. And it really was a provocative article. Do we have time to play this one clip from CNN? Okay, we do. Okay. Because I want to play this clip before we get to the show gets really rolling here. I want to play this one clip from CNN. We have it linked on our webpage at am760.net. That just yesterday, I mean, I was just seething about it. I'm going to play it for you. Listen if you catch what really pissed me off and what really I think is telling about our media and how our elite in this country think about the economic problems facing our country today.
Well, look, we put forward our proposals, which involve continued tax cuts for middle-class families and actually some expanded tax cuts for middle families. But we need to let the commission hasn't even been formed yet. We're going to need to let the commission do its work.
You also talk about letting taxes expire for families that make over $250,000. Some would argue that in some parts of the country, that is middle class.
I guess it's not the parts of the country where I've been. What we're trying to do is cut back on the tax breaks for the elite, for the very highest earners, in part to help get this deficit problem under control over time, and also to rebalance the tax code. Don't forget,
We can stop him. So the guy talking in that nasally voice, that's Obama's budget director. The woman who asked him that question was CNN's Karen Chetri. Now, what's so amazing about this, and granted, she couches it in the veneer, and I mentioned this yesterday, in the veneer of, well, some people say, was that she said, some people argue that making over $250,000 a year is middle class in some parts of the country. Now, you have got to be so totally disconnected. I mean, so totally disconnected from the real world to make that argument. Notice she doesn't say who's making that argument, because I can't believe anybody does, although maybe she's making that argument. And maybe people in the elite media who make six and seven figures actually believe that. But the stats tell a different story. Even in the highest income metropolitan areas in the country, in Washington, D.C., the highest income metropolitan area in the country, the median income is $83,000. Yeah, that's right. When you make over $250,000 a year, you're not middle class. And the fact that our major national media, right, this is not the first time this has been said, right? Charlie Gibson, member of the ABC anchor at the presidential debate, he said something very similar, you know, you're going to raise taxes on people making over $200,000 a year. Isn't that going to hit some people in some parts of the country who are in the middle class? Obama kind of looked at him like he was crazy, and kudos to Obama's budget director for saying, I don't know what you're talking about. But I got to just tell you, folks, if there's anybody out there right now making $250,000 a year or more, or on the verge of that, or anybody else who's just stupid out there, making over $250,000 a year is not middle class anywhere in the United States of America, much less the world.
Do you consider yourself middle class, Dave?
Do I consider myself middle class? Yeah, I would consider myself
middle
class.
So do I. I'm nowhere near 200. Me and Stacy together are nowhere near $250,000.
I can say that safely. I am nowhere near making $250,000 a year. Nowhere even close. And I mean not within $150,000.
Right.
Not even close. It is scary.
Well, that's how they see us, man. We got some problems.
We got some real problems. By the way, and one last piece of data. To make to over $250,000 a year or more, you are in the top 1.5% of all income earners. That's not to say that that things are completely easy if you make $250,000 a year, if you have, you know, a bunch of kids. But you're not middle class. It's not to say that it's easy, but you're not middle class. All right, just want to make that point. That clip is on our website if you want to watch it, am760.net. Okay, up next, a bill to help potentially make Colorado third parties stronger and potentially work in tandem with the major parties. It's a provocative bill by State Representative Max Tyler. We will talk about it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Things getting busy in Aurora on 225 northbound from the spillway up to Mississippi. Southbounders struggling there after Parker Road approaching I-25. Do have a closure on Washington between 51st and 54th. Had an early water main break there. Also a crash at Hamden and Buckley. And Stacy, beware, spilled load, pieces of furniture in the road, eastbound I-70 near Genesee. Your forecast today, mostly sunny in the a.m., then partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson. Call for free consultation at 303-300-6000.
Stock up on Gold Toe Men's Socks now. The men's store inside JCPenney is the smart place to get in, find it, and get going. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end 2/21.
License 707-193.
Hey, are you currently renting? And you've kind of felt like a second-class citizen for years, sort of like a smoker. Well, I got news for you. Not owning a house over the last couple years is one of the best investment decisions you've ever made. But now's the time. The country's a garage sale, and not buying a house now could become the worst investment decision you've ever made. If you ever, ever, ever plan on owning a house, now's simply the best time in history. Lenox Financial will pre-qualify you first. Then we're going to place you with the meanest, sharpest, most aggressive real estate agent you can imagine. Now you're locked, loaded, fully pre-approved, and you've gained the leverage to negotiate. Go find your dream home for whatever you're paying in rent now. Find your dream home for what you're paying in rent now. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Mark, technician from SafeLight and Elite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight Elite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Call SafeLight Elite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from Lending Tree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Randy Rhodes.
If we're actually going to risk our lives to protect others, you know, on the ground while we're flying, we should get a stipend. You know, we should get paid.
Yeah.
We should be deputized as air marshals. And guess what we're getting instead? We're getting our blankets taken away from us, and I'm going to get to see your package when you walk through the airport.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
For free.
For free.
Weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We talk a lot about, obviously, politics here on the show, and a lot of people are interested in third parties. But as I've mentioned before, third-party politics can be a fool's errand, especially at the national level, without some structural changes, without changes that make it easier for third parties to have an impact. And one of those changes is really a change back to the way it used to be. There's something called fusion voting. Fusion voting, which exists still, I think, in about 8 states, and it was legal everywhere in the United States up until the turn of the last century, when the corporations, corporate powers, got together. At that point, it was the railroads and the mining companies got together and said, listen, the problem is that small parties, small third parties like the populists, like the Grange parties, et cetera, are joining together and becoming too powerful. And there is a move afoot now in Colorado by State Representative Max Tyler to allow for fusion parties, fusion third parties, to once again become a part of our state's politics. So we've asked Max Tyler to join us today. His bill is HB 1077. Max, thanks for taking the time this morning. Before we get into exactly what fusion, how fusion would work, you are a Democrat. I want to ask you, what leads you as a Democrat in the legislature? What led you to introduce this bill? A bill that some, I guess, establishment Democrats might say they don't want because it may weaken or at least diffuse the power of the establishment Democratic Party.
David, I think not only traditional Democrats but traditional Republicans might say that. Mm-hmm. But from mm-hmm. my perspective, I'm a small D Democrat as well as a big D Democrat, and I think this would really encourage more people to get active in the process because I think more people would have a voice being heard from their perspective. And you could be wherever you are in the political spectrum and let a candidate know, this is where I stand.
And let's go into a little bit about how this works because people need to understand it to understand what we're talking about. In current elections, in the way third parties work right now, you get to the general election, and you've got the Democratic candidate, typically the Republican candidate, and then you have third or fourth party candidates, a Green Party candidate, maybe a Libertarian Party candidate. And the problem with that is that if you vote if you're a progressive and you vote for the Green Party candidate, there's always the argument made, well, you're taking votes away from the Democrat and you're helping the Republican win. And if you're a Republican voter or a conservative voter and you vote for the Libertarian, the argument goes the other way. Oh, if you vote for the Libertarian because you don't like what the Republican stands for, you're helping the Democrat get into office. It's the old argument that people who voted for Ralph Nader helped George Bush become president. I don't believe that argument in that particular case, but that's the argument. You're spoiling. And of course, in those situations, a progressive voter who helps get a Republican in accidentally, that's literally the antithesis of what a progressive voter would want. It's even worse than getting a Democrat, however bad or however compromised that Democrat is, in office. So what fusion would do, it would say, as I understand your bill, Max, and I wrote about this in my book, The Uprising, what fusion would do is say, come the general election, you could have a Democrat, Republican, let's use the same example, the Democrat, a Republican, and then you have a Green Party, let's say, and the Libertarian Party, and if the Green Party wanted to, it could list the Democratic candidate under its ballot line, and the Libertarian could list the Republican. Now, to people who are and you could vote for them, and then what happens is if I vote for, let's say, Max Tyler is on the Democratic line and the Green Party line, and if I vote for him on the Green Party line and somebody else votes for him on the Democratic line, at the end of the day they count up all the votes for Max Tyler regardless of what party he comes from. Now the skeptic would say, well, what's the point of a third party then? And I'll throw that to you and ask you that, Max. I mean, what is then the point of having a third party if in that situation where all the third party in that situation, and it doesn't have to do that, but in that situation would be endorsing the major party candidate?
I don't think that would just magically end up on the ballot of the Green Party or the Libertarian Party. I think they'd be sitting down with a candidate and saying, here is our platform. Here's what we would like to accomplish, and will you support that platform? And I know that's how it works in New York, for example, where they do this quite a bit. So I think it actually gives a third party more leverage, and it gives the candidate a much better idea of where their votes are coming from and who their constituency really is. So I think that's the advantage, is it does make a platform a lot more real than what currently happens, is the major parties sit down, have a platform committee, they discuss things for hours and hours, and then it goes on a shelf. I think this solves a little bit of that issue.
So in other words, if you're sitting in the legislature there, and let's say you've been elected by, you got, I don't know, 55% of the vote, and you know, because of a fusion voting system, and again, this exists in places like New York and Connecticut, and by the way, again, it existed everywhere in the United States up until the turn of the 1900s. And what happens is you got 55, let's say 55% of the vote, and you know that of that 55% of the vote you got, let's say 15% came from a party, let's say a third party that was organized primarily around environmental issues. Now, you would know that the next time an environmental bill comes up, if you vote with the oil and gas industry, you're probably going to piss off 15% of the people who voted for you on that small third-party environmental party's line.
That's right. And I can tell you from my experience just in the last few days of getting scores and scores of emails about how this state is going to go down the road to perdition because we're asking the corporations to pay their fair share of our budget deficit, it's a lot better to know where your support is coming from, and you can much more easily say, you know something, these are not the people that put me into office, they're not the people in my district, and I know who put me into office, and I know what platform I should be following.
I think the point you also made about how the third party in a fusion system, the third party's endorsement, its ballot line, how it empowers citizens to use that ballot line to create accountability. As you say, in New York, the Working Families Party, which is a grassroots party based around working class progressive economic issues, it doesn't just give away its ballot line for free. It creates a platform with its party, and then it goes to candidates and says, will you endorse this platform? And if you don't endorse this platform, we're not putting you on our ballot line. Then there's sort of a carrot and stick effect of that, right? If a candidate wants that ballot line, they're going to endorse the legislative agenda of that party. If they don't want that, or if they refuse to, the stick comes out. Then the third party can say, "Hey, we're going to endorse somebody else, and you may lose."
That's right. And I think another feature of this that I think is not really obvious that I want to bring up is the fact that it gets a lot more excitement down ballot. And I think my fellow legislators would understand this concept, because everybody votes at the top of the ticket. Not so many people vote at the state level for a state legislator, right, or a state senator. And this would get a lot more excitement in that arena if the parties would offer their endorsement and also get their people out. You know, we might see a higher voter registration as a result of this. We might see a lot more involvement in the state legislature and even county races as a result of this fusion voting, and I think that would be a real plus for small d democracy.
And I got to tell you something, and again, on the line with us is State Representative Max Tyler. His bill, HB 1077, if you want your legislator to support this, and I am strongly supportive of this because it helps empower third parties, and again, it's HB 1077. Call your legislator today and tell them to support it. Here's the thing with it. I mean, first of all, it could prevent the Nader situation, right, where in many cases you can have a third party that allows voters to organize, allows voters to be a part of third party politics without necessarily in every race creating a spoiler situation. And on the other side of this, or maybe along the same lines, I have heard the folks in the Working Families Party argue that, look, if they had a Working Families Party up in Massachusetts in the last Senate race, that the Democrat might have won. Because you from exit polling, you see that many Obama supporters voted for the Republican because they were generally pissed off with the Democratic Party. Had you had a Working Families Party there that would have allowed people to vote for the Democrat, but to send a message to that Democrat that, hey, we want you to go farther on health care, that Democrat might have won. In New York, there are candidates all over the state in upstate New York, which is a Republican area, that the third party in a fusion system has made the electoral difference, made up the electoral difference, won the race for the Democrats. So I have to ask you this question, final question for you, Max Tyler. What has been the reaction to your bill among your colleagues? I mean, are you getting institutional pushback, or do you think you might get some Republican support or some conservative support for this concept?
I am having a hearing on this bill next Tuesday, February 9th at 1:30 p.m., and I've talked to all of the people on that committee. I will tell you, it's not raging enthusiasm on either side of the aisle. And I've got a number of people who say they will listen to it with an open mind. I plan to make the best case I can. But in the legislature, what I've seen over the last several years, I'm a new member of the legislature, but as I've followed it, it takes a while to get a new idea through the legislature. And we're not going to succeed with this year, very likely. But I'm going to make my case as best I can, and we'll get a few people on board. And maybe next year we'll get a lot more people on board.
Well, thanks for doing it, Max. I mean, it's a really, really important issue. And for people who, again, I get so many calls, people saying, we want to, you know, I'm tired of voting for only the Democrats or only the Republicans. I want a third party. This bill, HB 1077, this is the best way. It's a nonpartisan bill to do that. State Representative Max Tyler, thank you for starting this fight here in Colorado. My guess is, as you allude to, it's going to be a long slog, but it's worth fighting the good fight.
We'll keep working at it.
All right, man. Good talking to you. 735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, HB 1077. I'm a huge backer of this bill. Really, it is a small-d democracy bill. Okay, up next, State Senator Chris Romer on a proposal to build a streetcar on Colfax to use revenue from Faster to build a streetcar on Colfax. Good idea or bad idea? We'll get to it with him after a traffic update, speaking of the streets.
Hey, Dave, for you, you can just walk down to Colfax and hop on it and go into downtown, man.
Sweet.
It sounds good to you, doesn't it?
It sounds great to me. Sounds great to me.
To traffic, things looking good on Colfax right now, but we do have some jams on 225 and Aurora southbound side, Park Road to 25 northbounders from the spillway up to Mississippi. Also, a spilled load, Stacy, pieces of furniture, eastbound I-70 near Genesee. Also, a water main break between 51st and 54th on Washington. They have shut that down. Pretty normal jams coming into downtown on all those approaches on 76 Turnpike and eastbound 270. Forecast mostly sunny to start. Few clouds this afternoon. Looking for a high around 50. Right now, 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com today.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill, theyakandyeti.com.
This is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
The programming in a minute, but first, listen to this.
Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-600-9425. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-600-9425. 1-800-600-9425.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is, what is it, about mid-30s going up to the high 40s today. Nice day out there. The 3rd of February. January and February, the toughest months, I think, to get through. They're just cold and it's the dead of winter. And I was just skiing, and skiing is great. That's one of the beauties of living in this state. In other places, the winter just straight up sucks. But here, it's at least you got some outdoor sports. But once we get through February, it's all downhill, except for my book deadline. It's all downhill to a giant threshing machine, which I am being shoved into every day working on this book. All right, joining us now is State Senator Chris Romer, friend of the show. He has got, we're having him on here today not to talk about marijuana reform, marijuana policy reform, but to talk about his proposal for a streetcar on Colfax. State Senator Romer, thanks for taking the time this morning. Okay, explain your proposal, and the obvious question that a lot of people will be asking is, would this mean higher taxes or even more spending, or would it be diverting tax revenue that we're already going to spend into this special project?
Good morning, David. David, let's just step back for a second and be reminded that we used to have a system of streetcars until corporate America basically came in and ripped them out to get us addicted to a lifestyle solely dependent upon automobiles. So this is an effort to return to a more sustainable development style that I think is going to serve us for another 100 years. So that's the goal here is that, and every streetcar you look at, whether it's Portland or elsewhere, the economic development has been so substantial, these streetcars really pay for themselves. In fact, in Portland, for every dollar invested, they've almost gotten $20 back in economic terms. So these things are a better investment than us, than Google in terms of a stock. And so, yeah, it's important to think through how do we pay for them, but these are actually one of the best investments that a society can make. And frankly, I grew up riding the Colfax bus, and for us to run it from Auraria to Anschutz would literally transform a whole corridor, by the way, the highest ridership corridor in our state. So to answer your question specifically, though, I want to use existing revenues and then increase economic development to pay for it with no new taxes. But, you know, we need to look at that feasibility study and make sure those numbers punch out.
Why not? And I should say before I ask this question, I completely agree with you. I mean, and I, granted, have a personal interest in this. I live near Colfax, but I agree with you on the concept that streetcars, and you name Portland. Portland, if anybody hasn't been there, this city, it's like, it's almost, and I say this in a, I say this sadly, it's you almost feel like you're not in an American city because there are so many streetcars there, and because the public transportation system is so robust there that I can only think of, I don't know, New York maybe rivals it for public transportation. And I say it's not an American city because, as you say, the corporate interests have sort of stunted a really robust public infrastructure, public transit system. And I gotta ask this question though, because I know people will be wondering, why East Colfax? Why not all of Colfax?
Well, let's just start with East Colfax has the highest ridership of any transit corridor in the state. In fact, it's higher than the Southeast corridor, and so that is where if we displace all of those buses, particularly the local buses, you would still have the express buses. You'll be displacing a huge amount of diesel fuel. You'll be lowering the footprint of a whole carbon footprint of a whole corridor. But most importantly, within two blocks of every side of that corridor, you will change that. That will become an entertainment, a livable community. It will do basically, in fact, it'll do for Colfax what Coors Field did for Lodo. And I love what we did in Lodo, but we need to spread that kind of economic development out, and we need to do what Portland did and prove that Western cities can be transit-oriented cities, not just in our hub, but throughout our whole city.
Now, as I read this story here about the Denver Post coverage of your proposal, if I understand it correctly, it would be drawn out of the revenues that people who live within a mile of Colfax, a mile of the proposed streetcar, it would be drawn out of their taxes that they are already paying, I believe, to the faster system. Do I have that right?
That is initially what we've discussed, although I'm working with a group of people and now a little bit closer with CDOT. They have some other ideas about using what's known as a public-private partnership. And when we passed the faster bill, we passed a very specific new entity that's supposed to kind of help pull together public and private interests. And so that's really going to be the core of the financing, is a public-private partnership. But I do think, and this is true, Denver as a whole is a huge donor to the entire statewide system of transportation. And streetcars are a form of transportation, and we need CDOT to participate with us. If they don't want to use the faster dollars, and I'm okay with that, they need to show us another way for all those of us in Denver who contribute a ton to the system, how we can get done what we want to get done, which is, in my opinion, streetcars.
Yeah, well, and again, on the line with us is State Senator Chris Romer, who is proposing a new streetcar to run all along East Colfax, connecting, I guess, downtown to Aurora via Colfax. And I wonder just the politics of this. I mean, when I read this as somebody who lives near Colfax, I was like, you know, this would be fantastic. But I wonder, in the legislature, how difficult is it to get a program like this funded or off the ground when you've got, I don't know, legislators, let's say, from the West Slope, or say, well, you know, why do I care about this? This doesn't help me or my constituents whatsoever.
Well, look, I've been outspoken about the need for us to think differently about transportation. I still am focused on not only making sure we do streetcars in Denver, and frankly, I think Colfax would be the first and the easiest to do, but I could see streetcars going up to the Highlands. I could see streetcars going in other neighborhoods once we prove the concept. But let me be clear. We have a deficit in transportation funding, but we also have a deficit in thinking about how to do transportation funding. And I've been arguing for a long time that we have to do something about the I-70 corridor. And I'm ready to make the tough choices to do both. But I'm just saying to the CDOT system, hey, you need to help us show a different type of sustainable development. I'm tired of this bubble development that we've developed in America, which is based on sprawl and a financial system that doesn't work. We need to think through sustainable development in our communities that will last 100 years. That's what Portland did, and that's what we can do in Denver.
Let me ask you one final question about the mechanics of this. Would a streetcar, when people hear the term streetcar, would this be in effect, a designated lane? Would the streetcar itself, would you be able to get on the streetcar and guarantee, for instance, that you're not going to have a traffic, or would it be a streetcar commingled with other automobile traffic? I know, I believe, back in Philadelphia, when I used to live in Philadelphia, the trolley was sort of intermingled within traffic, and then I think out in Minneapolis, they've got a kind of a streetcar situation out there, which has its own dedicated lane. So I just mechanically am wondering what you envision this as.
We'll figure that out, and there's a feasibility study to help you do that. My suspicion is, given Colfax in particular, it'll probably be intermingled with the traffic on Colfax, which is why it'll be more like a local than an express. I do think you probably can have some of the lights, a little bit more time to help reduce the travel time. But the most important thing is that you really want this livability. You want this to help get people walking and biking to that streetcar and then moving longer distances on that streetcar. But if anybody has any doubt what it looks like, go to the web and just Google Portland streetcars. They've got a great website. They have knocked the cover off the ball. And we need to think through how to do that kind of stuff. And by the way, this will create thousands of jobs. But these are thousands of jobs that are sustainable, and we can basically take back a way that we used to live 50 years ago before corporate America came and ripped these out of our community. We need to put them back.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, I should ask, I know you're not on the show this morning to talk about medical marijuana and the debate about that, but just can you give us a quick update on where we are in the legislature on that issue?
Sure. At 2 o'clock today, Tom Massey and I have a press availability to basically roll out the Massey-Romer bill, which is the bill to really regulate the dispensary community and to put some real guardrails on this blossoming industry. That bill will not be like the Suthers bill, which is basically going to force this back underground. This will be a bill targeted towards the chronically ill and making sure that this industry has the protection to grow specifically for what the voters voted for in 2000. I think it's been a good conversation. It's been tough, but I think people are really going to like this bill.
State Senator Chris Romer, again, on our website, we've linked to the Denver Post story about his proposal for a streetcar on East Colfax. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Keep up the great work.
Sure. And if you guys could just also link it to the Portland streetcar website, I really think it'll help people give a vision of what we could do.
Absolutely. We will do that. Thanks again.
Thank
Talk to you.
You
soon. 7:49 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We will link to a Portland streetcar site on our website, am760.net. So what do you think? A Colfax streetcar? Do you like the idea or do you hate it? 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines right now. 303-713-7600 or instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page.
I like it, man.
I love it. I love the idea, man. And it would really revitalize that corridor.
Sometimes, you know, I'm on the east end of Colfax around Colorado and I want to get into downtown, you know. And
it'd be fantastic,
yeah,
just
but
to be
the,
able
you know,
to.
They do, the other argument is they do have buses that run up and down Colfax, you know, RTD buses.
They
I mean, it's just like
that.
A look thing, you know? Is that what it's all about, is just the aesthetics of a streetcar running up and down Colfax?
Well, also, streetcars can be easier to make regular.
Right.
You know, you can better rely on the schedule. I wonder what people think. 303-713-7600. Up next, gays in the military, the debate heats up. John McCain contradicts himself. I'll fill you in on that. Also, a big terror attack warning, a little bit of a national news update after a traffic update, and your calls with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop and go, leaving Aurora on the southbound side of 2 1/4, Parker Road down to I-25, really hot right now. Also, northbounders hitting the brakes there. Small stretch, though, Parker to Mississippi. Washington Street closed between 51st and 54th Ave. That's due to a water main break. Also, some heavy jams on C-470 eastbound between Broadway and University. That's there in Highlands Ranch. Also, heavy westbounders around Hamden. I'm seeing some jams on westbound I-70 as well. Washington Street to 25. Also on westbound 76 between Commerce City and downtown. Still working this spilled load. It's on eastbound I-70 near Genesee. It looks like a lot of pieces of furniture out there. Forecast, mostly sunny in the AM, partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Qdoba Mexican Grill today and try the new Craft 2 menu. Mix and match two smaller portion Qdoba dishes, like the Naked Queso Burrito and Grilled Chicken Quesadilla for just $5.99. Qdoba Mexican Grill, handmade for real.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
One out of every five software programs is stolen in the U.S. Consider what would happen to the challenged auto industry if one out of every five cars was stolen. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and Xcel Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the Xcel rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. 543-0115 or visit solaris.com to learn more. That's solaris.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Time we talk to Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage Reach. The team at Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. All right, Mike, what's going on in the markets today?
Well, before I get into that, I got to say, two great books, The Uprising and The Hostile Takeover, written by David Sirota, a must-read on everybody's list.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I picked one up and started going through it, and I'm going, everybody's got to read this stuff. Now, I'm not going to claim I've read them cover to cover yet, but I am telling you.
Thanks, man. Well, I got a book recommendation for you. I'm reading Ugly Americans. It's about hedge funds. It's a crazy, crazy tale. Maybe you've read it already.
I have not, but I've heard about it.
Check it out.
All right, I'll do it. Well, I'll answer your question now, David. I didn't mean to dodge your question.
No problem.
The Dow is up now 2 1/3 points. The Nasdaq's up 1.5. The S&P's down 1 1/3. The Russell's up 1 1/3. So a mixed market, but it was quite negative this morning when I came in. And the futures about 2 hours ago were indicating down significantly. We did get the ADP National Employment Report. And incidentally, if you'd like to peruse this report, it's a free report you can get online. Go to ADPNationalEmploymentReport.com. ADP, forget the word national, excuse me, it's ADPEmploymentReport.com. But what it said was the economy shed 22,000 jobs in the month of December. That's significantly less than what was expected. And while we are still losing jobs, that number is getting smaller and smaller. So I would look for over the next quarter or so for that to be back to flat. Now we've got to get everybody back to work again. We've dug a deep hole, and now we've got to get ourselves out of it. And we are still digging a little bit, but the digging has slowed. So that's what's going on in that. And it certainly affects your finances, which is where we help you at Presidential Brokerage.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Every day it's up and down, up and down. It's a very, very volatile atmosphere out there. You need a strategy to protect and build your assets. 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
Thank you, David.
We don't sell toilets. We don't sell cheese.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store. I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single-location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Fighterns Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Should there be a streetcar on Colfax? What do you think? Bert in Boulder. Bert, you're on AM 760.
Hey, I think that you glossed over the point of privatization a little quickly in your interview with Chris Romer. I think that if you look into the history of the half-privatization of RTD, you'd find out that it doesn't work too well for the consumers, doesn't work too well for the workers, but works pretty well for the politicians and works pretty well for the corporations. Back about 15 years ago, Senator Considine and Owens got together and decided to privatize half of RTD over the following 15 years. Since then, we've had private companies come in. About 4 or 5 of them haven't been able to make any money. The service has gone down. You can't find schedules for the buses you're on. They don't wash them but once a week. They rent their buses from RTD for $1 a year. The workers started out about 20% less. It took them a year or two to unionize. And ultimately, the service went down. The price of the service went up as well.
Well, Bert, look, I think you raise a really good point. Any development like this has to keep in mind those questions about privatization. And I appreciate you taking the time to fill us in on those, because those are serious questions. All right, we're going to debate it more. Streetcar on Colfax. Hang around.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Barack Obama does a Q&A with Democrats this time, and Labor Secretary Hilda Solis faces Republicans.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop the breakage. Restore dry, brittle, damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I can't remember the last time I could brush my hair without having to clean the brush at least twice during the process. Ovation is not high enough praise. Standing Ovation, 21-gun salute, Blue Angels Fly Over. That's more like it.
For healthier hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed, Ovation works.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The bonus checks have been cut and AIG is ready to hand them out. Published reports say the insurance giant that needed a $182 billion government bailout trimmed bonus payments by $20 million, but employees will still be getting $100 million. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is furious.
It's an outrage.
But apparently there's nothing the government can do about it.
It's a perfect example of AIG having the taxpayers over the barrel, and the Obama administration has been outmaneuvered.
The White House PAZAR agrees that the bonuses are outrageous, as he puts it, but says AIG is contractually obligated to pay them. Toyota's latest quality control issue has to do with brakes on one of its best-selling cars. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
The complaints involving the brand-new third-generation Prius, which just went on sale last year. Drivers describing everything from an unusual feeling on ice and bumpy roads to a complete loss of braking power in some cases. There have been two accidents reported. Toyota says it's investigating this and cooperating with authorities in the U.S. and Japan.
The government investigation of Toyota's problem with unintended acceleration began with faulty gas pedals. Now it's been expanded to include electronic sensors. A Houston family is suing Toyota over a crash that involved an out-of-control car. Michael Harris says his wife Trina died when that car plowed into a concrete barrier at a high rate of speed.
We don't have closure. We don't have the closure. We don't have the answers as to why. Nothing else makes sense.
Lawyers are asking for $200 million in damages. The doctor who gave Michael Jackson the powerful sedative blame for Jackson's death is expected to face a charge of involuntary manslaughter. If convicted, Dr. Conrad Murray would serve no more than 4 years in prison. Jackson family lawyer Brian Oxman tells the CBS News Early Show that would not be enough.
They were shooting drugs into Michael Jackson. The risk of death there was so high, outside of a hospital setting with no respiration, material, or equipment, I think it rose to the level of utter recklessness.
Oxman says a charge of second-degree murder would be more appropriate. A bombing near the holy city of Karbala has killed at least 20 people. The blast was the latest in a series of deadly attacks targeting Shiite Muslims in Iraq. In Pakistan, a roadside bomb has killed 3 American soldiers.
Footage taken by Pakistani television shows that this was indeed a very large explosion. The U.S. soldiers, interestingly, it seems, were part of a team that was training local militias to fight Taliban and al-Qaeda insurgents in the tribal areas.
CBS's Mark Phillips in London. British psychologist at the University of Leeds have found that the more time people spend on the internet, the more depressed they are.
There's definitely something going on in a subgroup of the population who are overly reliant on the internet, and it's interfering with their daily lives.
Dr. Katrina Morrison says it's not clear if the internet causes depression or people who are already depressed are drawn to the net. The Dow's down 10 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
At Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, we believe our guests deserve the very best, which is why we start with the very best steak. The top 2% of the country's beef served sizzling on a 500-degree plate, and the best just got a little better with Ruth's Classics, a three-course meal for $39.95. Enjoy a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert. Choose from four delicious entrees, including a 6-ounce filet paired with grilled shrimp. For an exceptional experience at an exceptional price, stop by Ruth's Chris and try Ruth's Classics for $39.95.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. We are learning more details about President Obama's visit to Denver this month. The president comes to town in a fundraising effort for Senator Michael Bennett February 18th. He'll hold what he calls a grassroots reception at the Fillmore Auditorium. Tickets range from $25 to $250. A more expensive reception will follow at the Denver Sheraton. The cost to get in for that one is $1,000, and a photo op will set you back $15,000. Students at Northridge High School in Greeley are mourning the death of a 15-year-old classmate. Carla Mendoza Gonzalez was killed when the car she was riding in crashed into a school bus north of Greeley. Everett Loftus tells our partners at 9 News that he was on that bus.
When the impact hit, I kind of slammed my chest, but it just kind of knocked the wind out of me for a second.
So was Random Geist.
We just felt the bus just go to a complete stop.
No one was hurt on the bus. A 14-year-old front seat passenger was seriously injured in the car. Police think the car's windows were frosted over and the driver didn't see the bus. In sports, a 3-game losing streak was snapped last night by the Colorado Avalanche. They beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No highway crashes or stalls to get in your way. However, you're going to run into delays in those usual spots like southbound 225. After that Parker curve towards I-25, speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s. Eastbound C-470 loading up and slowing down Broadway towards University. We're also seeing heavy pockets on both sides of I-70 over that elevated stretch. No serious delays, but we'll tack a couple extra minutes onto your ride. Washington's still shut down at 51st due to a water main break. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid-40s today as well to go along with some sunny skies. Currently, it's 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs so there's no surprises at the register. And taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit PearleVision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a busy morning, and I just want to get out, get some house cleaning done here to let you know where we're going today. At 8:30, we're going to be joined by Denver City Councilman Doug Linkhart about whether Denver should build a big new prison annex or save the money. It's the prison industrial complex question coming right home. And then at 9, we're going to check in with somebody who was involved in the recent Montana Supreme Court ruling to legalize assisted suicide. Is that debate coming to other states? And then at 9:30, you're not going to want to miss this, Christopher Ketchum of GQ, his big piece, controversial piece, warning, your cell phone may be dangerous to your health. I'll just preview it by saying this. This article has prompted me to de-wireless, de-Wi-Fi my entire house, along with what it prompted me to do with some cell phone issues. Also, I promised just a little update on some of the national news very quickly before we get to the phones, and we got Steve, Kendra, and Peggy. I'm going to get to you in a second. You're holding. But I wanted to fill folks in on the debate over gays in the military, it happened yesterday at a Senate hearing. One of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying, members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that he personally and professionally supports this. Meanwhile, John McCain, who said that he would look to cues from the military leadership when he ran for president. That's what McCain had said when he ran for president. McCain now apparently is flip-flopping and saying he's against allowing gays to serve openly in the military. And Mark Udall, coming out opposite of McCain, saying he wants gays to be able to serve openly in the military right now. Also, we've got this big terror attack warning from the CIA. Leon Panetta saying that that Al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack in the next 6 months. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that, and we will be covering it as it continues. Let's go to the phones, 303-713-7600. You can weigh in on any of the issues we've been discussing this morning. The big issue is whether, at least in our first hour, the big issue is whether Colfax, whether we should build a streetcar on East Colfax worth the money or not. We had on State Senator Chris Roemer, who said it is worth the money. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I think it's, and look, I got a personal investment in this because I live near Colfax, but I think investment in public transportation right now is a great thing. It kills many birds with one stone. It's an environmental, it's a way to reduce our use of carbon fuels. It's a way to create jobs. It's a way to build our infrastructure. It's New Deal in the best sense of the word. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also, we played this clip from CNN, where a CNN anchor was interviewing the White House budget director. You can see it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, where the CNN anchor says that in some places in the country, $250,000 a year is middle class. I challenge anybody to come into the AM760 Progressive Dojo and make that argument. The data, and we can go over it if you want, the data says that's the farthest thing from the truth. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to do Steve, Kendra, and Peggy in that order. Here we go. Steve, you're on AM760.
Hello, David. This is Steve Lebstock up in Fort, and I just wanted to say thank you. You have a great radio program on AM760, and I really enjoy riding into work every morning listening to you. Great program.
Hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
You know what? I just got the tail end of your interview with I believe it was State Senator Chris Roemer, and I wanted to call in and talk to you a little bit about it, even a bigger picture. You know, I agree with you and what you just said that you know, the building out of the passenger rail system is really important as far as sustainability and getting people back to work and all of that good stuff. And we're really in favor of that up in Thornton and me personally. You know, in regards to the whether or not to have a trolley car or a special kind of car running east and west up and down Colfax, you know, hey, that's a great idea, David. It really is. However, I think there's a bigger picture here. There's a deficit now with RTD, and many of the lines that were promised to be built throughout the entire system when we approved the Fast Tracks program in 2004, those lines are in jeopardy right now. We really do need to work together throughout the entire RTD district, all the municipalities, all the state senators, all the state representatives, our governor, to make sure the entire rail system is built. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, I think that If you're gonna divert plans from what you've already voted on and what you've already of the plans you've already set out, there needs to be a compelling reason to do so. If a compelling reason is not that we just haven't done it or we just haven't funded it, right? That's not a compelling reason. So I definitely think that while I conceptually support the idea of a streetcar on East Colfax, well, I think it would be a great thing. It has to be looked at, as you say, within the confines of the rest of the already planned build out of RTD. My point here is only that I think that the idea is a good one and worth considering. But you're right. I mean, this is a time where we're being asked to make choices. We have to make choices. The one thing I would say, in response, that I think can bridge the gap at least somewhat, is that I think fundamentally, ultimately, I'll go even bigger than you've got, which is that we need, if we're really going to do any of this right, we need to have a bigger discussion in this state, which I keep talking about taxes and revenues. I mean, we need to have that discussion. We are a severely under-resourced and under-revenued state right now, and that's in part because of the recession, but it's also because we have not had the right kind of tax and revenue policies in place. And so my hope, and this is what my newspaper column is going to be about this coming Friday, my hope is that at every level of government that we have a discussion about taxes and revenues that begins to break out of the old model that says all taxes, no matter how progressive, no matter what they're funding, are bad, and all tax breaks, all tax cuts are good. I think we're at a moment now where we may be able to break out of that. It's going to be a tough fight. But I think once we start doing that, then the questions of building out the entire system, I think, become easier. Because as I said, and I think you and I agree, building out the public transit system, building out a really 21st century public transit system, kills so many birds, to use a bad cliche, with one stone, right? I mean, it's environmental policy, it's transportation policy, it's jobs policy, it's economic policy. And I just want to reiterate, I completely agree with you. We have to build out the system as a whole and look at good ideas wherever they may be. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's go to Kendra in Littleton. Kendra, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. I guess it could feed many birds with one sack of seed, in another way of thinking about it. It totally captures my fancy. I'm in my 60s, and I remember riding the Evans streetcar line. We lived by DU, and I'm over in Littleton now. So I don't know anything about the nuts and bolts of the transportation system. The last guy and the one before that did, and they sounded really smart, and the whole thing about opening people's minds that taxes aren't a negative thing. They keep us living a good life. Anyway, I just dig it.
Yeah, I think it would be a great idea, and I think you make a really good point embedded in your broader point, which is that I do think a streetcar on a place like East Colfax, on a historic district like that with such a growth potential, I do think we as progressives, just as a matter of politics, and I wouldn't support doing a streetcar just as a matter of politics, but we as progressives, and you don't have to be a progressive, as a public-minded citizen, we need examples, really good new examples of where the government spends money in a highly visible way and creates real change for the population. But that doesn't mean I don't mean to imply that many programs that the government spends money on right now aren't successful, but it's good for the cause of government to have there to be something that's very visible, right?
Exactly.
And I think a streetcar, especially when you go to a place like Portland, and you see, well, you can't go to Portland and not see the success very visibly of what a city looks like when it's serious about investing in its infrastructure. And that's the kind of thing I think we really need here as a matter of policy and also as a matter of politics in this state. Hey, thanks for the call, Kendra. Let's go to Peggy in Castle Rock. Peggy, you're on AM760.
Hey, morning, David. Love
morning.
The show.
Thanks.
Yes, getting back to the middle class and making over $250,000 a year per household. I have a friend. She's a right-winger. Her and I argue all the time. She says, well, I'm middle class. And I say, well, you and your husband make over $250,000. You're not middle class. So where can I go to prove to her with the fact that $250,000 and over is not middle class?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to post on our website a link to Media Matters.
Okay.
That has a post that Media Matters did that has a link to census data.
Okay.
And to a Newsweek article that took this apart. And I'll just you can point your friend to our podcast that you're going to hear right now. In other words, the podcast, this broadcast, the things that I'm going to say right now, I'm just going to read to you from Newsweek. This is from Newsweek's Daniel Gross, their chief economics correspondent. As census data show, state median incomes vary from $65,000 in New Jersey to $35,000 in Mississippi, median being the middle income, the very middle of the income level. Even in wealthy states, $250,000 isn't bad. It's nearly four times the median income in the most wealthy states like Maryland and Connecticut. And even if you look at the wealthiest metropolitan areas, Washington, D.C., the wealthiest metropolitan area in the country, $83,000 is the median income. San Francisco, second wealthiest, $73,000. Boston, $68,000. New York, $61,000. That's right. $250,000 a year dwarfs the median income. And then he goes on to say, the number of places where $250,000 stretches you is small indeed. Certain parts of Greenwich, Connecticut, which is the wealthiest town in the United States, some neighborhoods in Manhattan, and some of California's coast. Even in the most exclusive communities where the wealthy congregate, $250,000 a year is not middle class. Consider this. CNN Money recently ranked America's 25 wealthiest towns. In all of them, somebody making $250,000 a year may have a difficult time buying his dream house. But in all of them, making $250,000 a year means you're doing better than almost all of your neighbors. Even in America's richest town, okay, it wasn't Greenwich, it was New Canaan, Connecticut, the median income is $231,000. So you are, now, I wouldn't tell your friend, hey, your life is so perfectly easy. I mean, that people mistake this. They think, oh, if my life is easy, that means I'm rich, and if my life is difficult, it means I'm middle class. It doesn't necessarily mean that their life is easy, but it does mean if you're making over 250 grand a year, you are not middle income. Statistically, data-wise, you are not in the middle. And you know what you'd hope? You know what I really hope? The reason to bring this up is that what I hope it does, along with telling people who are deluding themselves that they're idiots, to be frank. I think the other thing that I hope that happens is that people who have been deluded may, for a moment, think, hey, you know what? Not that I have it so good, but maybe other people, maybe this makes me realize how difficult the rest of everyone has it. Maybe it makes me think how difficult the average person really has, right? Somebody making over $250,000 a year, my hope is that when they read these stats, they say, wow, you know, if it's supposedly, and I underscore that, if it's supposedly not easy for me, imagine what it must be like for somebody living right at that median, somebody living at, I don't know, $50,000 a year here in Denver. You hope they have that realization. And some of them won't. Some of them will just continue deluding themselves, but you hope that they will have that realization.
Now, that's per household, correct? Not per person.
Per household, right. And we're talking $250,000 a year. She, at least on CNN, she was referring to $250,000 a year for one salary. One salary. It's incredible.
Yeah, these people are out of touch.
These people are completely out of touch. Hey, Peggy, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Drive safe,
okay?
820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, Grand Junction leads the United States in job losses. That's off the local wire. We'll fill you in on that. Also, payday lenders skirting a Colorado law designed to crack down on them.
Did you see that representative from Grand Junction was caught double dipping?
I did. We're going to get into that as well.
Dave King was his name.
Yeah, Steve King. We'll get into that.
Wow,
also,
nice.
Also, I love this from Boulder. The Boulder city government cracking down on people who will not shovel their snow off their public sidewalks after a snowstorm.
Amen.
I agree.
You know, I hate to be like a nanny society,
no, but
dude, seriously.
You got to chip in.
I got kids that walk to school every day.
Agreed.
And, you know, somebody that doesn't, you know, it's icy.
Agreed. You got
to
chip in.
I'm not trying to be like a crybaby, but
hey, man,
shovel your dang snow. It's not that hard.
The common good.
The common good. Here's, you know, one thing I'll never do, Dave, is buy a house that has a south-facing driveway ever, ever, ever again.
Why not?
Because
it doesn't melt.
It just sticks there forever. Right now, I live in a north-facing driveway, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I barely ever have to shovel.
It just melts off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
love it.
South-facing driveway. All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. 225 still stacked up for the southbound drive. Parker Road to 25. Same deal on 25 northbound between Downing Street and 6th Avenue. Speeds in the teens there. Same deal for speeds on eastbound 270 between 25 and Vasquez. Really slow there. Also on C-470 eastbound between Lucent and I-25 stacked up there. Speeds are hitting the 30s. Don't have any accidents out there. We do have a closure due to a water main breakthrough on Washington between 51st and 54th. Forecast, mostly sunny, a few clouds this afternoon, looking for a high around 50 degrees. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search. Yahoo!
Kevin Richards is sending his identity out to pay some bills.
Okay, get in there. Mailman is going to be here any minute. Whoa, whoa, wait, wait, where am I going again? Time to pay the bills, all right? Just get in.
Great, okay. So you're going to flip up a little red flag and let everybody know I'm in here?
Well, yeah, that's what it's there for.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you put up a big sign that says, hey, identity thieves, he's in here, he's easy pickings. Just open the door and grab him. Come on, everybody, here he is.
Okay, don't be stupid.
All right, well, okay, that would have to be a pretty big sign, I get it, but you get my point.
Your identity is counting on you. Go to identityguard.com right now to get your free identity checkup. Identity Guard is from the company that has already protected over 30 million people. So visit identityguard.com and find out what yours has been up to. That's identityguard.com.
Oh, bro, it smells like mail order cheese and tin in here.
Would you be quiet?
Get your free identity checkup at identityguard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Economic stimulus package, even more stimulating. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come. Heating troubles all gone.
Earning your trust. It's how Midas earns your business. Come to Midas for a brake inspection. If your brake pads or shoes need replacing, our Secure Stop Brake Service is only $99.99 per axle. And the pads or shoes are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. No wonder Midas is America's leader in brakes. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll mix it up with conservative Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute, plus the economic crisis, who's recovering, who's not, and why. We're going to check in with journalist Eamon Fingleton of Japan and economist Steve Keen of Australia for the international perspective. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It is the 3rd of February. Nice day out there. We're getting a lot of your instant messages. I will get to them in a sec about this streetcar idea on Colfax. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600. Also, feel free to weigh in. I'd love to hear somebody argue to me that $250,000 a year, if you make $250,000 a year, you are middle class. We played that clip from CNN yesterday where the CNN anchor asserts that in some parts of the country, making over $250,000 a year is middle class. If you want to bring it to my volume on that, come on into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Try to defend that. Would love to hear from some of you me first, screw everyone else, conservatives, or some of the what I've called the Land Rover liberals, to try to claim that making over $250,000 a year still makes you middle class. Let me fill you in on just a couple of local stories before we get back to the phones, as promised. Grand Junction led the United States in percentage loss of jobs in 2009. This is the headline from the Denver Post. Grand Junction led the nation with the largest percentage drop in jobs of any metropolitan area last year, according to the Labor Department yesterday. The number of non-farm workers in Grand Junction and surrounding Mesa County fell from 67,000 in December of 2008 to 61,000 in December of 2009. That's a 7.7% decline that surpassed the rate of job losses recording in Las Vegas and Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan, which was made famous by Michael Moore's movies. Really, really crazy. This from the Colorado Independent. As states from New Mexico to Illinois passed payday loan reform laws over the past few years, the movement to curb customer gouging short-term high-interest loans seemed to be gaining steam and growing teeth. Same thing here in Colorado, but the industry didn't fold. Payday lenders in some of these same states that passed these reforms continue making payday loans and sometimes at higher interest rates than they ever have. Check that at the Colorado Independent. You see this game-winning shot last night by the in the Nuggets game? It was pretty crazy. It was a crazy jump shot to win one of those buzzer beaters at the end. That's in the sports pages, sports news today. Obama to appear at Bennett fundraisers. President Obama will attend 3 fundraising events for U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and the Democratic Party when he comes to Colorado on February 18th. The first event is a rally at the Fillmore Auditorium, speaking of Colfax, where tickets range from $25 to $250. And I wanted to, as Turk mentioned, State Representative Steve King, he's in hot water. He's asked the state to reimburse him for mileage, gas, and a meal at a pancake house last year, even though records suggest his campaign account already was footing the bill for those expenses. King is a Republican, one of these guys who talks about fiscal austerity, apparently double-dipping, using your taxpayer dollars.
A former police investigator, too. Like, really? Why? You didn't think you're going to get caught, man?
Just is all telling about the Republican Party here in Colorado. And then finally, Boulder residents who don't shovel their sidewalks promptly after a snowstorm may face a ticket, even on the first offense, if the city council goes ahead with a proposal discussed late Tuesday. Councilman Ken Wilson raised the idea at the end of Tuesday's meeting to see if there was enough support. Current city law calls for a warning on the first offense. Wilson says the warnings don't get the message across, so watch out, Boulder residents, in the next snowstorm. We'll go back to the phones now, 303-713-7600. Where do you come down on a proposal for a streetcar on East Colfax? A good idea or a waste of money? Again, 303-713-7600. We're going to try to pump through a bunch of calls here. And if you want to try to claim that making over $250,000 a year makes you middle class, please feel free to weigh in, 303-713-7600. That was the assertion from a CNN anchor. You can see the clip on our website, am760.net. Let's go to Dale and Thornton. Dale, you're on AM760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, good. Yeah, good. The streetcar idea is, I like it myself. But I want to add a little perspective that maybe a lot of people don't have. I'm a local truck driver, moving company. And commercial routes, especially going east-west, are kind of scarce in town. Colfax is pretty much the only one up north. I mean, you have to go to Hamden and Islip, that way down south.
Right.
I mean, we're banned from 6th Avenue. Alameda only goes to Cherry Creek, and from there it's cut off. So between I-70 and South End, I mean, Colfax is pretty much the only thing available. And, sounds a little selfish, special interest.
No, trucking is a major part of commerce in this country. And you're right. I mean, these things need to be taken into account. The question is whether they could move some trucking routes, elsewhere, or not. But look, you know, when people raise these points, it just makes us all think, and I welcome it, that we need to think about these kinds of projects really, really carefully. Chris, State Senator Romer said the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a blowback thing. I mean, it's an implication that has to be kept in mind, because the expense of making the tramway like that is one thing, but then it impacts other considerations.
That's why it definitely needs to be studied. You're absolutely right. Hey, Dale, thanks for weighing in, and thanks for calling in, and drive safely, man, okay?
Okay, very good, thanks.
Mike and Breck. Mike, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Hey, man.
Even though I'm a big supporter of mass transit, I've taken the bus quite a lot in Denver, I'm going to go with no on the streetcar in East Colfax.
Why not?
Well, you've already got bus service out there. Several of the bus routes go out East Colfax. And on Sunday night at about 6 o'clock, it took me 3.5 hours to get home from Silverthorne from skiing back to Denver. I think we need to address something like a monorail or high-speed rail in the I-70 corridor to the ski areas first.
Yeah, my problem with the idea of that, and my, or my question with the with a monorail or mass transit up to the ski areas is this, is that there's no local transit. Well, I mean, this, I shouldn't say there's no. There's not a lot of local transit. And I guess you could fix this, but you know the problem. Let me give you a quick example, because and we got our next guest coming up. But let me just give you a quick example. They're going to build maybe a high speed train from L.A. to San Francisco, right? One of the problems with that, and I support that idea conceptually, but one of the problems with that is that there's not a lot of good mass transit in L.A. once you get off the train. Right? So one of my questions I'd have, I guess, for a mass transit up to the ski facilities is you're really going to have to invest in a much more robust intermodal transit once people get off the train. Now, maybe you're going to have the train drop people right off at the ski mountains. Some of the mountains are accessible for that. Some of them won't be. But that's a whole other question that comes with that kind of proposal, but I'm not necessarily against it. I'm just saying it's something to think about. Thanks for the call, Mike. Good point. 8:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about spending locally. Well, here's a question: should Denver build a new prison annex, or should it save the money? Denver Councilman Doug Linkhart says we should consider not building it and saving the money. That's right. The prison industrial debate comes right here to Denver. We'll discuss it after a traffic update with John Turk.
You got to have a bed for all those petty drug offenders to sleep, Dave.
These issues are linked, and I'm going to talk to Doug Linkhart about you. No, it's a good point.
Yep.
It's a very good point.
All right, I'll get to traffic so we can get to Doug Linkhart. We do have a problem. Vehicle fire on E-470 near 120th and Commerce City. That's catching some looks both sides of the highway there. Traffic is loosening up around Denver. Northbound 225, still heavy, though. Parker Road to 6th Avenue. Southbound side from around Yosemite to 25. On 25, normal jams for northbounders, University to Downing Street, actually all the way to 6th Avenue. Now it looks pretty stacked. Speeds are popping up into the 30s and 40s, though. Also seeing some slow speeds on the southbound side between 70 and Spear. Forecast today, mostly sunny in the a.m., partly cloudy this afternoon, high of about 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a small chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Currently 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Lots of companies want to buy your gold. They just won't pay you what it's worth. At Fast Cash Gold Centers, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get what your gold's really worth at Fast Cash, 11 locations, or fastcashgoldcenters.com.
It's a great day at Mr. Rooter.
What do I do if my pipes freeze?
First, you should shut off your main valve.
I'm not sure where that is.
Well, this month we'll come to your home, show you where your main shutoff valve is, tag it, and test your water pressure absolutely free. And we'll give you priority should your pipes freeze.
That could save me thousands of dollars in damage. Thank you.
For all your plumbing and drain cleaning needs, call us first. We're the plumber you deserve.
Member Better Business Bureau, Tom Martino and Team Dave Logan. Mr. Rooter Plumbing, 720-542-6000.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads for sales professionals. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now they'll give you 100 sales leads free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-500-9459 and find out how to get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-500-9459. Again, that's 1-800-500-9459.
This is Lori from the Dollars and Cents Show for Women. Join us every Saturday morning for Financial Straight Talk at 11:30 on AM 760. Dollars and Cents for Women is a show for women by women. Tune us in for financial tips, stories, and advice every Saturday morning at 11:30 on AM 760.
People everywhere recommending Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair guaranteed.
I started using Ovation for my thinning hair, but Ovation has also cleared up the skin condition on my scalp I've been fighting for over 20 years. Ovation really works.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Oh, for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine, and my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone, and I do.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women, and it's sulfate free, which means it's safe for color treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I used to think big box stores meant savings. Then I found Buy and Build. Oh my goodness, there's no comparison. Better quality, better selection, lower prices by a mile. That's what you'll get at Buy and Build, a no-frills warehouse stacked to the rafters with screaming deals. Truckloads of cabinets, granite, toilets, vessel sinks, hardwood flooring and tile. I urge you to shop prices. Buy and Build can't lose. 4800 Washington Street, 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net.
840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk, by the way, one of our instant messengers, and we're going to read off some of your instant messages in a few minutes here, but one of our instant messengers noticed that Turk got it wrong. He has a north-facing driveway, which...
The north-facing driveway has the snow.
That's right.
And ice.
Not
it won't
a south
go away.
Facing.
You're right.
I was going to say something, because I
don't know why I screwed that up. But
I was going to say something not to diss you, but I.
Why would we need to get directions right if I'm a traffic reporter?
Yeah, no, seriously. Because I was going to say we have a north-facing street near my house that is like a glacier for like 8 months.
Yeah,
a
there's
year.
This one spot in my cul-de-sac that just like there's like it's a north-facing and it has a big tree in front of it.
Yeah.
And so it like extends into the street, and man, that stuff ain't just ever going to melt.
Ever. Never. It's like permafrost. It's like the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field.
Exactly, man. Good analogy.
840 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This was a Sunday? Yeah, the Sunday, or was it the Saturday? Looking at my calendar here, Denver Post editorial. It was the Saturday Denver Post editorial, whose headline said, "Should Denver drop its jail annex?" The subhead, "The city council should consider whether it makes sense to spend $25 million on what is essentially excess capacity." The piece leads off talking about Denver City Councilman Doug Linkhart, about how he's asking whether it's smart for the city to add a new jail annex, even as it is opening a new 1,500-bed jail this summer. So joining us now is Denver City Councilman Doug Linkhart on this issue. Councilman Linkhart, thanks for taking the time this morning.
You bet. Good morning.
Good morning. I was reading in this piece, and I just want to give people some history about this. Voters approved a new justice complex with extra jail space in 2005. The $378 million authorization is dedicated to this project. If the annex is shelved, you are saying, at least according to the Denver Post, that taxpayers could be spared an extra $25 million, or the city could ask voters in a future referendum to dedicate the savings towards other projects. Okay, why is this money potentially wasted? Why, in your estimation, do you think we should not necessarily build this extra jail annex?
Sure. If we build the new annex, we'll have 700 extra beds. And the Sheriff's Department forecasts that we won't need those beds for at least 20 years. And so why build them? If we can spend the money on prevention programs, on alternatives to incarceration, I think that's what we should be looking at, or else reduce taxes.
Now, as I understand, and you have to correct me if I've got this wrong, but if voters approved this, it's still within the city council's purview, within its authority, to not build what voters approved. Do I have that right?
That's right. We could simply not build it.
Okay. What about the folks who read the story recently in the Denver Post? And I know that they're separate issues, but who read the story that said, at least at the state level, that they are having such problems with overcrowding in state prisons that I guess violent offenders are being forced to be housed with nonviolent offenders. I mean, could anybody make the argument that even though the city has built this excess capacity, that there will be a more short-term need for it in our community in general?
Actually, the state prison system is down as well. The governor's budget this year has the lowest increase in corrections probably in 20 years. So they've actually closed one building. What may happen, though, at the legislature is that they may reduce some crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, which would send more people to the counties. It wouldn't be very many, though, by my forecast.
When people hear about this issue, should they see this as a microcosm of the prison industrial complex debate coming to Denver? I mean, we've talked a lot about what Governor Ritter has done on his early release program, and I've talked a lot about how we need to have fundamental criminal justice reform. I mean, is this part of, or at least the proposal to build this extra prison, has this been part of what is fair to call the debate around the prison industrial complex? Because it seems to me that for years it was always popular to just simply say we're going to build more prisons, more jail capacity. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is whether what you're doing, at least in your own mind, is a potentially a shift out of that old politics of simply build more prisons.
That's right. And this is actually within a national context, because cities and states around the country are looking at the cost of jails and prisons and questioning whether we should simply be putting people in jail all the time. We have a rare opportunity in Denver, because when we passed the Justice Center measure in 2005, we also set aside millions of dollars, $3.5 million at this point, for alternative programs. And because of that, we've reduced the jail population, and we have the opportunity to say no to, you know, one more building.
Does this have to go along also with, and I'm not an expert on these matters at all, but I assume that you have some expertise on it as well. Does this have to go along with some criminal justice reforms in our local ordinances? I mean, I know we've talked to Mason DeVert, he's a friend of the show, and about marijuana policy enforcement in the city as one example of criminal justice measures or reform debates in the city. If we don't build this annex, and if we start having this debate about not always building new prisons, do we have to have a larger discussion in the city about what we are and are not locking people up for?
I think we should have that discussion, although we're not having it yet. So far, we've reduced the population simply by being more efficient and by putting some people on electronic monitors and drug rehabilitation instead of putting them in jail. Yeah, we could reduce the jail additionally through other measures. I mean, why put someone in for 90 days for a failure to appear in court or You know, I was out at the jail a couple of weeks ago, and there was a fellow in there who was in there for 90 days for being in the wrong part of town in violation of his probation. You know, we can use electronic monitors. We have other ways of, you know, punishing people.
Again, on the line with us is Denver City Councilman Doug Linkhart. He was the subject of a Denver Post editorial about his proposal to not build this new Denver jail annex, saving the city $25 million. What do you say to critics who would say, and I'm not one of them who would say this, but there will be people who say, you know, Denver or the Democrats or progressives, they are being weak on crime if they think that that we can reform our punishment, our sentencing guidelines, our mandatory sentences for locking people up. What do you say to people who say that?
Well, I think we're being smart and, you know, budget-wise, because we are in a budget deficit right now. We're having trouble keeping our revenues coming in and our costs from exceeding our revenues. And like I say, so far we haven't changed any sentences. We're making it more efficient. For example, we hired one investigation writer for $67,000, and that reduced the jail population by 20 per day. So far we haven't been, you know, reducing sentences or anything like that, although I think we should.
Again, it's Councilman Doug Linkhart from the Denver City Council. We have linked up on our website the editorial in the Denver Post about his efforts. Councilman Linkhart, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, and I appreciate your efforts on this because I know it can be a politically thorny set of issues to get involved in, but it's really, really important that you're doing what you're doing. And please keep us informed of what you're doing.
Okay.
It's great talking to you. Thanks again. 848 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, news of the weird. A lot of news of the weird out there, including Conan O'Brien back in the news, including some news from New Zealand of a virgin who auctions herself off for school tuition. Twinkies also in news of the weird. And a rising problem of sexual frustration in China, causing social unrest in the most populous nation in the world. All that in News of the Weird after a traffic update with John Turk.
Starting to loosen up a little bit around town, Dave. We do see some slower speeds, though, in the usual spots. I-25 northbound between Downing Street and 6th Avenue, southbound between I-70 and Spear, also heavy in Aurora, northbound 225 Parker Road to Mississippi. On the turnpike, three different stretches of some slower traffic as you travel westbound, first from Sheridan to Wadsworth, again from Flatiron Circle to McCaslin, and then from Table Mesa to Baseline. So expect some delays getting out to Boulder right now. Still working this vehicle fire on E-470 near 120th in Commerce City. Forecast, mostly sunny to start. A few clouds this afternoon. Looking for a high near 50. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit nextcare.com today.
Plan for the Republicans was to stop health care, because they knew if they stopped health care that you and I would get pissed off, and that we would get pissed off at the Democrats, and that we would quit voting for the Democrats and the Republicans could take over. And so far that plan is working. And so I just decided after my second drink that I wasn't going to be the tool for the Republican Party.
Mario Solis Marich, afternoons at 4.
I grew up saying I'd never work for the man, and I ain't going to work for the man.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Unlimited local use, never busy fax line, e-fax to email, high-speed internet. These are the features offered in Liberty Bell small business bundles. Anonymous call rejection, call transfer, call waiting. All at one low price. Custom ringing, continuous redial, no hidden charges. Alert, priority, at a fraction of the cost of Quest. Voicemail to email, automated off-site data backup with unlimited tech support for data recovery. Website hosting, development, optimization, and free video studio. Email host. Call now, 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or 303BUNDLES.com.
License
Jackson, 707-193.
Hey, are you one of these guys that can't refinance your mortgage because a bunch of knuckleheads in your neighborhood bought houses they just couldn't afford, got foreclosed on, tanked your whole neighborhood's value, and now you can't take advantage of historically low rates because these boneheads killed your value? Well, here's the good news. There's some new government agency programs out there, and they're going to allow you to refinance your mortgage even if you owe slightly more than the house is worth. You can actually owe more money than the house is worth and refinance with some of the lowest rates in history. Listen, this is like charity, but you got to get moving. This thing's a race. As foreclosures sell, values are going to drop more. When the economy turns around, rates are going to go up more. Listen, if you've waited until now, this is your second chance to capitalize on some of the lowest rates in a generation. Even if you owe more than the house is worth, we can save you a fortune with this deal. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. Or online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
When was the last time you had your plumbing system professionally maintained and safety checked? Realistically, maybe never. Hi, I'm Kent Whipple with Whipple Service Champions Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We have a thorough plumbing maintenance and tune-up covering 52 individual operations for the water heater, toilets, faucets, and emergency shutoff valves. You get our clean-cut, shoe-cover-wearing, licensed, drug-tested, and background-checked plumbers. We can prevent little problems from becoming big problems. You get this $139 tune-up for your entire plumbing system for just $48. It's the best value from the best company in town. I am Kent Whipple, and I do personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction or you don't pay. Call 877-WHIPPLE. That's 877-WHIPPLE. Because when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come. Plumbing trouble, call.
When you hear that music, it's time for News of the Weird. Conan O'Brien is paying severance out of his pocket, paying his crew's severance. I still can't say I feel financially bad for the guy because of the amount of money we're talking about. But TMZ is reporting that Conan O'Brien, his exit deal dragged out over days, reportedly because the former Tonight Show host was negotiating with NBC for staff and crew severance payouts. According to TMZ, though, the NBC deal didn't go far enough, and now Conan is paying for staff severance out of his own pocket. Of course, you know, again, I don't feel bad for the guy financially. He received a $45 million severance package himself, so I'm not feeling financially bad for the guy, although I do think he, in many ways, got stiffed kind of professionally. Couples who say we fare better in fights. Couples who consistently refer to themselves as we may get on the nerves of singletons everywhere, but spouses who use this couple-focused language may fare better during conflicts than those who don't, according to a new study out of the University of California. New Zealand virgin auctions herself for tuition. A New Zealand teenager who says she auctioned her virginity online for $32,000 to raise tuition money did not break any laws, but it might be risky for her to follow through on the deal, police warned on Wednesday. Boy, that's desperate if there ever was such an example of desperation. That's rough, man. That's just rough.
I'm just sitting here laughing.
It's like
$32,000 for your virginity?
It's like dark laughter. I'm like laughing. It's like it's not humor. It's like,
right.
You know, like it's a defense mechanism.
Well, hey, anything to raise cash, man.
Cops, thieves swipe Twinkies, leave tracks in the snow. This is from Tennessee. It was a zinger of a theft in Tennessee. It also included cupcakes, Twinkies, and other snack cakes from the Merida Bread Company. So, robbing Twinkies. I guess the thief wanted his fix.
You ever had a deep-fried Twinkie, Dave?
No, that's gross. Oh. That'll take years off your life, dude.
Yeah, I had a couple of those over the holidays.
It's like those are like the equivalent of the Princess Bride death machine. They'll take like a year off your life, 2 years.
Exactly.
China sees sexual frustration causing social problems. Sexual frustration among migrant workers in China's booming southern province is leading to a host of social problems and must be tackled, said the state's media on Saturday. So one of the most populous countries on earth dealing with the social problem of sexual frustration. To Poland, the Polish priest has installed an electronic reader in his church for school children to leave their fingerprints in order to monitor their attendance at mass. God, that is like... That's harsh. To Argentina, Argentina's president recommended pork as an alternative to Viagra Wednesday, saying she spent a satisfying weekend with her husband after eating barbecued pork. That's crazy.
I'm like commentless on all these today, man.
Pork instead of Viagra. Birth month may influence sports success. Could you be the next David Beckham or Michael Jordan? An Australian researcher has found your chances of becoming a professional sports person could depend on your birthday. They found that a person's birth month could determine their health and fitness. The results of the study are published in a new book that's just coming out. And that's basically, yeah, that's it. That's your news of the weird. Oh, telescope finds the galaxy's most massive star yet. That's at Wired Magazine. Up next, the Montana Supreme Court legalizes assisted suicide. What does it mean for that debate at the state level everywhere? We'll get into it.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah, I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Worried about a Toyota that's been recalled? Don't drive it. That's what the Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has just told Congress. And he says Toyota's problems may go well beyond sticky gas pedals.
We've had some complaints about the electronics in these automobiles, and that's the reason that we're going to look into it.
Wes Rainall of Auto Week says an expanded investigation makes sense.
The software was always an issue in the back of my mind because a shim just doesn't sound thorough enough.
Federal officials have also sent a letter to the gas pedal makers, CTS, to find out more about pedals sent to other companies. Senate Democrats get a political pep talk from President Obama. Live to White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what did the president have to say?
Well, he's still talking now, Steve, here in Washington, delivering that pep talk and a concise lecture to his fellow Democrats.
We still have to lead.
The president reminded them that despite the loss of a filibuster-proof majority, they still control Congress. He also had a message for Republicans.
We'll call them out when they say they want to work with us, and we extend a hand and get a fist in return.
Also, the call for bipartisanship will be put to a test next week when Mr. Obama holds the first of his promised monthly meetings with congressional leaders from both sides. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The White House pay czar says AIG bonuses are outrageous, but they're also legal. AIG is paying $100 million in bonus money to members of the Financial Products Division criticized for taking the risks that forced the company to its knees. Iowa's Chuck Grassley is the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee.
It's a perfect example of AIG having the taxpayers over the barrel, and the Obama administration has been outmaneuvered.
AIG says it's paid back most of the earlier bonuses to the Treasury. In California, Michael Jackson's doctor, under investigation for months, could be charged sometime today. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman.
And Steve, lots of speculation here at the downtown criminal courthouse that Dr. Conrad Murray is about to be charged, perhaps today. Prosecutors reportedly want to charge him with involuntary manslaughter. That would indicate that the district attorney believes Dr. Murray was negligent but did not intend to harm the pop star. Murray was the doctor who injected Michael Jackson with the powerful sedative propofol just hours before Jackson died. The coroner determined that's what triggered Jackson's death. Live at the county courthouse in downtown Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
In Iraq, an appeals court struck down a ban today imposed on hundreds of candidates because of their suspected ties to Saddam Hussein. They'll now be able to run. Three U.S. soldiers were among seven people killed in a roadside bombing today near a school in Pakistan. A top outplacement firm says employers plan to cut 71,000 jobs last month.
Job cuts were heaviest in retail coming off the holiday season. That was then followed by telecom. And then pharmaceutical.
Employment specialist John Challenger. The Dow is down 26. This is CBS News.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me, the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The mother of a six-year-old whose mouth was taped shut by a school secretary is suing the school system. The girl's mother filed a legal notice to Denver Public Schools that she intends to sue for $500,000. We're getting more details in about President Obama's upcoming trip to Denver. The president comes to town to raise money for Senator Michael Bennett on February 18th. First, he'll hold what he calls a grassroots reception at the Fillmore Auditorium. Tickets for that range from $25 to $250. But there's a more expensive reception at the Denver Sheraton. The cost to get in, $1,000. A photo op will set you back $15,000. We don't know the act yet, but we do know when they'll perform. The third annual Mile High Music Fest will be held August 14th and 15th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Concert lineup will be announced next month. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche snapped a three-game losing streak by beating the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-1 last night at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A motorhome has caught fire southbound I-25 north of 136. Could cause some delays there. They're mopping up a vehicle fire that occurred on E-470 right around 120th. Now that's about it for trouble spots as far as the highway drive goes. Off those main roads, water main break, 51st in Washington. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 40s. Currently it's sunny and 38. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you sell.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's been a busy morning. I want to fill you in before we get to where we're going next. Remember, 9:30 a.m., we're going to be joined by Christopher Ketchum, who has a very controversial piece in this month's GQ called Warning. Your cell phone may be dangerous to your... It goes into cell phone radiation and also Wi-Fi radiation. I de-Wi-Fi'd my entire house, got rid of cordless phones, got rid of my Wi-Fi after reading this article. And, of course, I got criticized on my Facebook page when I told people this. People get very angry. It's kind of the reaction you get when you tell people you're a vegetarian. Some people get very defensive. Not all people. Oh, you know, Cerruti, you're a conspiracy theorist. And, oh, you know, these radiation from a cell phone is perfectly safe. And what's fascinating about this piece is not that it necessarily says that cell phones are unsafe, but it says that all of the evidence that is marshaled by those who insist that cell phones are completely safe, the majority of that evidence is funded by the industry that has an interest in the cell phone industry, right? It is the cell phone industry. So these studies, a lot of these studies, I think it was 75% of these studies that people cite to prove, I put that in quotes, that cell phones are perfectly safe, that research is funded by the industry itself. And that in other countries, other industrialized countries, when they've looked at this, the evidence is much more mixed. And so we're going to be getting into that at 9:30. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a pretty interesting conversation. It really freaked me out, this article. This article did. It really, really blew my mind. And especially, by the way, especially for those of you who have kids, because a lot of what this article talks about is how radiation frequencies may have a particular impact on developmental issues with children. So stick around for that at 9:30. Also, I want to mention, tomorrow we have a really, really crazy show for you. We got Gail Haggard, the wife of Ted Haggard, who has a new book out about the ordeal with Ted Haggard, why she stayed with him. We've got her on the air. We're going to have a debate over the fair/flat tax proposal between Citizens for Tax Justice, which is the progressive tax advocacy organization, versus the right-wing fair tax group that wants basically a flat tax on everybody. We're going to have that debate. And then in studio for a half hour, we're going to have Mayor Howdy Doody. Mayor John Hickenlooper will be in the studio with us. You know, we're moving studios today, and it's going to be much more close quarters. Not so sure I'm psyched about that, actually. There he is, Mayor Howdy Doody. Yeah, Mayor Howdy Doody. Maybe Governor Howdy Doody. So we will have him in studio.
Up close and personal with you,
Marvin. Up close and personal with me. Hopefully he doesn't slug me when I ask him a couple questions. By the way, if you have suggestions for questions for Mayor Howdy Doody, feel free to email us, instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And I want to play another quote again for you, because I just think it's so important for everybody to hear this quote from yesterday on CNN. And this is also on our website at am760.net. This quote from a CNN anchor. This is a debate. The first voice you'll hear is President Obama's budget director, and he's talking to CNN's Kieran Chetri. Here, listen in to tell me to see if you can identify what's so outrageous about this interchange.
Well, look, we've put forward our proposals, which involve continued tax cuts for middle-class families and actually some expanded tax cuts for middle families, but we need to let the commission hasn't even been formed yet. We're going to need to let the commission do its work.
You also talk about letting taxes expire for families that make over $250,000. Some would argue that in some parts of the country, that is middle class.
I guess it's not the parts of the country where I've been. What we're trying to do is cut back on the tax breaks for the elite, for the very highest earners, in part to help get this deficit problem under control over time, and also to rebalance the tax code. Don't forget, not just over the past few years, but over the past several decades, the middle class has been struggling. Income inequality in the United States has gone way up. And all we're asking for is to return those marginal tax rates to the levels they were during the 1990s when the elite did quite well in any case.
So, and I think the budget director, Peter Orszag, answered that question correctly. But what was outrageous about this, really outrageous about this, was that the CNN anchor, although she uses the veneer of some, she effectively asserts that in some parts of the country, making over $250,000 a year is middle class. And we went through the stats earlier. The census data shows that even in the wealthiest metropolitan areas in the country, in Washington, D.C., the wealthiest metropolitan area in the country, the median income is $83,000 a year. If you think making $250,000 or more a year makes you middle class, respectfully, you are crazy. You are out of touch. You're a jerk, or you are all three at once. Most likely, all three at once. That's not that your life is completely easy, but you are not middle class. I repeat, you are not middle class if you make $250,000 a year. I mean, that is just so much money to make a year. Can you imagine that, Turk?
No, I couldn't.
I mean, it would be awesome.
Well, no, I can't imagine it.
It'd be awesome.
You know, I'd like to have lots of money, and I'm not for rich, you know, selfish purposes, but, you know, I'd like to be able to travel more.
Yeah,
I'd like to not have to worry about if I got laid off next week, if I'd be able to survive for a month or two without having a job.
The issue is, if you made $250,000 a year, would you still say, hey, I'm middle class?
No. Number one, I'd have to put myself in that position, but no, I don't think so.
I mean, it's people are just so out of touch. I got some email from people when I mentioned, I live in New York, and you can barely survive on $250,000 a year. Well, whether that's true or not, and I think that's not true, I could easily survive in New York City on $250,000 a year. And I've got some family there, so I know how much things cost out there. But even if you believe that that's true, what it should to you is the average, the median income in New York City, for instance, is $62,000 a year. What it should say to you is, wow, if it's not easy, supposedly, to get by on $250,000 a year, and I really stress the word supposedly, if you think it's hard to get by on $250,000 a year, how do you think it feels to be an average person who makes $61,000 a year in New York City, right? Maybe it should make you think, hey, I got a lot of money, and a lot of people have a lot less. But no, to the super wealthy, to people making $250,000 or more, they can't think that way. They just get that way. Many of them insist that they are the ones being persecuted, right? My taxes are too high. It's like, cry me a frickin' river. In our media, you still get people in our media, the people in our news, insisting that, hey, $250,000 a year in some places, that's just middle class. That's just middle class. So utterly, utterly out of touch. Let me read a couple of your instant messages here just about some of the issues we've been discussing. This is from Corey. While I agree that people need to shovel their sidewalks, the city of Boulder is getting ridiculous with their tickets. This might have something to do with the city finding out that homeless people can't pay their tickets. That's about the Boulder City Council starting to ticket people more harshly for not shoveling the snow off of their sidewalks. City of Denver and state are teetering on bankruptcy, and RTD's mismanaged the light rail expansion has created a $1 billion shortfall, but state legislators are now pushing streetcars for East Colfax. Do you think our local politicians have any grip on reality? Turk, this is the person who said you have a north. You got your north and south reversed, okay?
Okay, east, west, north, east, south. West, what's the right difference, man? When you're talking about traffic, it's all the same, isn't it?
Here's Ed in Brooklyn, New York. $250,000 is middle class income. In our hyper-capitalist society, who ain't a slave?
That's a good point. I want to put in my thought on the middle class and rich. This is from another listener. Middle class is not being at risk of being evicted or skipping food this month. Rich is not worrying about being evicted or skipping food this quarter. That's a pretty good way of putting it. Here's another person who says, it's telling that the wealthiest metropolitan area is D.C., isn't it? 30 years ago, it was a very middle-class town. Now it's full of extremely highly paid lobbyists who are feeding off the trough of the taxpayer, feeding at the trough of the taxpayer. That's absolutely right. It is telling that Washington, D.C. is so wealthy. It really tells you a lot. You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Diana and Greeley. Diana, you're on AM760.
Hello, David.
Hey there. So you talked to Michael Bennett. We talked last week. We talked about what you were going to ask him. So what did he say? Well, first of all, remind the listeners what you asked him.
Okay, actually, I asked him three questions. I asked him the question that you asked me to ask him, because remember, I asked you what one question.
Right.
So I asked him of the major beneficiaries of the financial firms, since he was one of the 15,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And since you sit on the banking committee, how can we count on you to vote for Main Street, not Wall Street?
What was his reaction?
Well, and then I asked him two more questions. Anyway, he thanked me for my question. He told me that it went to the heart of the primary and that I should check his voting record, okay, and see how he's voted. All right, and he was certainly in favor of campaign finance reform and that, you know, this sort of thing would continue on until that changed. And he also said if his opponent was accused him of taking money, then Mr. Romanoff was certainly taking it as well.
Well, that's an interesting answer. You know, I think that Bennett, from the sounds of it, and again, we're talking about U.S. Senator Michael Bennett. Diana had called in last week to say she was going to meet him at a house party. And I don't think he's wrong in the sense that you can't expect politicians to unilaterally disarm without a public financing system of elections. They're going to have to raise money. I do think, however, that when we do look at his voting record, Michael Bennett's voting record on Wall Street issues, you can see at least some votes that represent a vote for Wall Street and not for Main Street. And that to claim that, and I'm not saying he claimed this, but I'm sure he would deny that there's any connection between those votes and the fact that he's one of the top recipients of Wall Street cash in the United States Senate. I mean, I just come up with one off the top of my head. He voted twice to confirm Ben Bernanke as the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and that was a big, big vote for Wall Street and against Main Street. Diana, I really appreciate you asking him that question. One quick thing: what was your overall impression of Senator Bennett?
My jury is still out on it, to be really honest. I also asked him if he could explain to me what a cram down was.
Mm-hmm.
And why he
let me just explain that to listeners. That's another good example of a vote where Bennett voted with Wall Street. Cram down, just to explain to voters real quick. We've talked about this before. This is the issue where the bankruptcy judge is empowered to tell a bank, to somebody in foreclosure, to tell the bank that they have to change the terms of the loan so as to prevent that homeowner from being thrown out of their home. And now the rich people have crammed down privileges. That if you go into bankruptcy on your second home, let's say, or on your vacation property, or on an investment property, you're a landlord, you own a building, you go into bankruptcy, the bankruptcy judge is allowed to tell the bank, your creditor, hey, rewrite the terms of those loans. That cram down authority is not allowed for somebody's primary residence. A bill came up to extend that power to bankruptcy judges, so if the average person goes into bankruptcy, the bankruptcy judge can tell the bank, hey, rewrite the terms of the home loan so that this person doesn't get thrown out of their home. Michael Bennett voted with the banks and against cram down. So what did he say when you asked him about that?
David, I don't want to quote him exactly because I was kind of confused with what he said, but I'm pretty sure that he was in favor of extending the loan, you know, from 30 to 40 years. And I thought, what? Well, doesn't that just increase the amount of interest that they pay? I mean, you know, and he said that it would save them, you know, hundreds of dollars a month.
Well, that's it. You make a good point about the I hadn't thought about, but here's the thing, and I'd have to ask Senator Bennett himself, and I will when the next I see him or the next time he's on this show, which is this, which is that that is a version of cramdown. Cramdown really simply empowers the bankruptcy judge to force, with the authority of the law, a change in the terms of the loan. Sometimes you can cram down the value, the principal of the loan. Sometimes you can extend the loan. Sometimes you can lower the interest rate of the loan. The point here is that if he supports a change of the terms of the loan, he supports the concept, or he's saying he supports the concept of cram down, even though he voted against it. Again, I would have to hear exactly what he said, but I agree with you. Simply extending the loan, you're right. I mean, that's a giveaway to Wall Street unto itself because it makes the potential homeowner pay more in interest. That's absolutely true. I've heard him also say that, oh, well, you know, if we allow cram down, it will raise interest rates else for people who don't go into bankruptcy. I don't buy that at all because there should be one standard for everybody, right? One standard for me and you on our primary residence, just as there's a standard, the same standard for Donald Trump on his hotels and his vacation homes.
Yes.
So listen, I will ask him about that next time I see him or next time he's on the show. Diana, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Good talking
Thank
to you. 922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ralph, Nancy, and John, hang on. We're going to get to your calls as well. I'll just throw it out there. $250,000 a year. Can you argue that that's middle class anywhere in the country? A CNN anchor yesterday said that it is in some parts of the country. $250,000 a year is middle class. Do you buy it? Are you willing to claim that that's true? I welcome the discussion. I can't believe there's anybody out there who's going to make that argument in any kind of serious way. We'll see. 303-713-7600 or instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And remember, at 9:30, we're going to be joined by the GQ writer about his controversial piece, warning your cell phone may be dangerous to your health. Very controversial topic. All that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still working this motor home that caught fire southbound I-25 near 136th up in Adams County. Both sides of the highways slowing down a little bit there, taking a look. Also slow going right now in Westminster on the turnpike westbound side anyway, Sheridan to Wadsworth. And still got this closure on Washington between 51st and 54th. Had an early water main break there. If you're in the high country, things are looking pretty dry on 70. We do have some patchy ice over Loveland Pass, though. Forecast, mostly sunny in the a.m., partly cloudy this afternoon. Looking for a high around 49 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a small chance of a mix of rain and snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Our current downtown temperature, 38 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Text. There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Really, really good. Visit one of their two great locations in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad. Mention that Sirota sent you and you get 10% off your bill. Make sure, if they have it, and they usually do, to try their Chai Stout, if you like it. A really, really unique beer. If you like stouts, you're going to love this. They also got a great IPA, a terrific, terrific IPA. And as I said, terrific, terrific food, especially if you're a vegetarian or you just like a vegetarian kind of food, although it's not only vegetarian. Let me make that also clear. Check out their website, theyakandyeti.com. Again, theyakandyeti.com. Tell them Sirota sent you. You get 10% off your bill, and you get a great meal.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you get older, you lose hair faster than you grow it. So your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. 50% of all women experience hair loss due to stress, aging, hormonal changes, even diet. If you're one of them, you can help regrow thinning hair with a revolutionary breakthrough called Keranique. And for a limited time, you can try it free. Just call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. Keranique is specifically formulated and pH balanced for women, and it's sulfate free, which means it's safe for color treated hair. Keranique's key ingredient is FDA approved and clinically proven to help regrow hair, improve texture and thickness, and stop premature hair loss, so you can finally have the fuller, healthier looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Keranique risk-free when you call in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again. Get your free trial at 1-800-400-2523. 1-800-400-2523.
28 after the hour. It's the 3rd of February, going up to the high 40s today. I'm David Sirota. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, the morning show. Getting some of your instant messages. You can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Up there we have this clip of a link to the clip of the CNN anchor saying that $250,000 is middle class in some parts of the country. Some of your instant messages here are making $250,000 per year, says this listener, is not middle class, but it's also not extravagantly wealthy. Well, I guess that's a subjective term. Is being in the top 98.5%, being in the top 1.5% of the country, because that's what making over $250,000 is. Does that count as extravagantly wealthy? I'll let everybody else decide that. It's a subjective term. I think it's you're doing pretty well if you're in the top 1.5% of income earners. I like this one. This is from another listener. If $250,000 a year is middle class, I guess I should be on welfare. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if $250,000 is middle class, I guess that means that I, David Sirota, am extremely poor. And I'm guessing that's what Turk thinks also. If suddenly $250,000 is middle class, I guess most of us are completely and totally destitute. And there are a lot of actually poor people out there, but it just shows you how out of touch our media really is. We'll go to the phones. John and Golden. John, you're on AM 760. Hello, John.
Oh, hey, David. Thanks. This reminds me of Mike Rosen about a week ago that kind of ticked me off when Colorado was 50,000 median. Mm-hmm. So that's lumping like Philp and Schutz in with it, isn't it?
Well, that's true. And the thing is, well, wait a minute. Hold on. You know, I always get these terms confused. I mean, the mean is when you, if you put, I think I'm getting this right. I was always bad at math. But I think if you put somebody who has no money in the same room with somebody who has $1 billion, then the average assets in the room per person is $500 million, right? That's the average. Of course, there's one person with nothing and one person with $1 billion. So I believe median is if you put everybody in the room, if you have a room of 10 people, the median is the person whose income is right in the middle. Is right in the middle of the spectrum. So sure, you're going to have the billionaire and you're going to have the person with no money, but it's the person right in the middle. I mean, the mean and median are usually right around the same. They're similar. They're in the same ballpark.
Uh-huh. Well, but so then I was just how I look at it is if the 1% that own and control close to what 80% of our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I think marginal tax after 3 million or so should be about 80%.
Well, and it used to be. I mean, when everyone forgets this, and I always like to make this point, right? When you hear conservatives say, oh, higher marginal tax rates will kill the economy, just remind them. Just remind them. When this country had the longest and strongest sustained economic growth in its entire history, in that post-war period, before Reagan, that was the strongest economic growth cycle in the country's history. The highest tax rate was over 75%. That is the ultimate argument that ends that should end the tax debate. Nancy in Arvada. Nancy, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Listen, just first off, David, you remember when you described Brian Williams with his Hawaiian shirt and Anderson with his box loads of T-shirt?
Yeah, that's in my column this week.
I know you didn't say that to be humorous, but I laughed all day.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
That was so funny. I know you didn't say. But anyway, on the streetcars.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
When I was little, they had all those wonderful streetcars. And then there was a loop in downtown Denver where they end their route and go back up. And then they also had trolley cars, too, after the street. They were great. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I think with the right evaluation and the right plan, I think they can really, really revitalize parts of our city, and when you look at other cities that have done it, they have been a really big success. Not to say that there's not going to be complications, but they can be successful. Hey, Nancy, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Ralph. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, we got to make it short here. You got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Yeah, a quarter of a million is not a lot of money if what your deal is status. He who dies with the most toys wins. Is probably the goal of a number of people who are rich and famous. Doesn't mean that they're wealthy. Just means they're rich.
That's interesting. You're right. And I think what I hear you saying is that wealthy is also a class status. Class is not just economic, but that's why we use the term socioeconomic. That's a very good point.
Money is how you keep score.
It's a very, very good point, Ralph. Ralph, you always make, you really do, you always make great points. Thanks for the call, man. It's good to talk to you. 9:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, up next, a guest I've been very excited to talk to. His article freaked me out. Christopher Ketchum from GQ on his controversial article, warning, your cell phone may be dangerous to your health. I de-wirelessed my house because of reading his article. Stay tuned for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
And cell phones are just dangerous altogether. Why did we ever invent them?
They are, well,
you know, they distract you while you're driving. They're probably zapping you with radiation.
I'll tell you what's fascinating about this article. He makes the suggestion that had we thought of this before we built out our cell phone, our current cell phone network, we may have used a different and less toxic frequency. It was really a fascinating article. By the way, folks can find that article on our website, am760.net.
And just imagine Tiger Woods wouldn't find himself in as much trouble as he's in if he didn't have a cell phone.
Without that cell phone.
All right. To traffic. We're in good shape now. We just have a couple problems around to avoid. Motorhome on fire, southbound I-25 at 136th. Also, Washington Street shut down between 54th and 51st due to a water main break. But things looking really good now back in the 50s and 60s on Motorhome. most of the major highways around town. Maybe a little sluggish heading into Boulder on the turnpike after McCaslin. Forecast, mostly sunny to start. A few clouds this afternoon. Looking for high near 50. Right now, 41 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearl Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register. And taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearl Vision, clearly different.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Cindy Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solaris.com to learn more. That's solaris.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
If you're like most families these days, you're struggling to save every dollar you can. Well, right now, we can show you how to save thousands of dollars on your term life insurance. And all it takes is one free 5-minute phone call. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which could save you hundreds of dollars every year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2152. These days, every dollar counts. So let us show you how you could save up to 75%. It only takes 5 minutes, and the call is absolutely free. So please call now, 1-800-700-2152. That's 1-800-700-2152.
Earning your trust. It's how Midas earns your business. Come to Midas for a brake inspection. If your brake pads or shoes need replacing, our Secure Stop Brake Service is only $99.99 per axle. And the pads or shoes are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. No wonder Midas is America's leader in brakes. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Repair damaged, treated hair. Stop the breakage. Look your best with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I damaged my hair from overstyling with a flat iron. I want my hair to grow out faster and be more manageable. With Ovation, my hair is healthier and the texture is like it was when I was a kid. Everyone comments on how great my hair looks.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results, guaranteed, Ovation works.
Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier and has more movement and body.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works.
It's 9:39 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. My cell phone is sitting on the desk in front of me. It's not in my pocket. And I've been doing that for a while now because I've been reading up on the questions about cell phone radiation. And a very, very controversial new piece is out in GQ this month called Warning. Your cell phone may be hazardous to your health. It's written by Christopher Ketchum as a joint project with the Nation Magazine's Investigative Fund. Christopher Ketchum has been a writer for Vanity Fair, Harper's, obviously GQ and The Nation. He is a very well-respected journalist, and he joins us now by phone. Christopher Ketchum, are you on a cell phone?
No, landline.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, how would you square that circle? Your article really blew me away. Congratulations on it. It's a terrific article. It has been controversial. I told listeners here, I posted it on my Facebook page and said that I had de-Wi-Fi'd my house after reading your article, and some people got really pissed off at me. They were, you know, on Facebook, they were like, oh, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get into what you found. I don't want to even say most. There are many studies out there in the United States that are cited in the American press that say radiation from cell phone and Wi-Fi is completely safe. What does your article say, and what should we be worried about?
Well, actually, you know, if you look at the what are supposed to be the authorities on the subject, for example, the Food and Drug Administration have publicly stated that there is no evidence, they claim, there's no evidence showing risk from cell phone or Wi-Fi radiation, but there's no evidence of safety either. The FCC says similar things. So what we're seeing is, in fact, that this radiation, pulsed microwave radiation by which these various devices operate, in fact, has a biological effect. And that biological effect, science is showing, is probably not so good. One of the effects, for example, that has been shown in studies with rats is that when rat brains are exposed to microwave radiation, the radiation causes holes to appear in the barrier between the circulatory system and the brain, which is a pretty bad thing to happen because what the circulatory system is, of course, it's a very volatile environment. It's full of toxins. So if you pierce the blood-brain barrier, what happens is all those crazy toxins in the blood can get into the brain and then cause all sorts of brain damage. That's one of the effects. There have been, over the years, studies have shown that, you know, there are Alzheimer's-like effects on the brain from cell phone and Wi-Fi radiation. There are brain aging, possible early onset senility. And then other effects, too, have been shown. For example, apparently there are sperm die-offs associated with cell phone radiation, which suggests that all those men who keep their cell phones clipped to their waists or in their pants pockets, and they're killing their sperm, which I don't know. Maybe they want to do that.
Well, let me stop you there and ask you this question, because I know a lot of people will be wondering about this. The effects that you talk about, and we'll get into some of the findings from governments from across the world. The effects that you talk about, are we talking about, when they cite lab rats, for instance, you never know if the lab rat has been exposed to some ungodly amount of the effect in question. I mean, I remember, you know, like when they talk about NutraSweet, it's like you never knew if they forced the rat to drink like 12 trillion bottles of Diet Coke. Yeah. And so I guess the casual user of cell phone and wireless technology may be asking, well, look, sure, this may affect somebody who, you know, the investment banker you talk about who's on his cell phone, you know, 7 hours a day. But if I use it casually, this stuff is not really a threat. It's the same kind of thing when you know, when you eat food, right? It's like, don't have any one thing or don't have too much of any one thing, you know, spread it around. So is there, can you give us any sense of some of the studies that you've seen, whether they're testing the heavy user or the casual user, or maybe we don't know that?
They've tested both. Now, in the case of, for example, the tests showing the effects on the blood-brain barrier, the levels of microwave radiation that they've used on rats have been minuscule. In another report, another study first published in the 1990s, and the same study was then replicated in Europe in 2004 and 2007, researchers in the United States found that 2 hours just 2 hours of exposure to very low levels, very low power levels, that is, of microwave radiation, such as that from cell phones or Wi-Fi, could cause damage to DNA, double-strand breakage in DNA, which, of course, is the kind of breakage that doesn't repair itself, and that causes genetic mutations down the line. So we're, in fact, talking about very small doses in some studies. In other studies, the long-term studies that have been conducted in Europe, mostly Northern Europe, they found that after 10 years of use, of relatively heavy cell phone use, regular use, you know, daily use, that there is as much as a 40% increased chance of getting a brain tumor. These same studies have found that other kinds of tumors start showing up. You know, you have a 300% increased risk of what's called acoustic neuroma, which is a tumor of the acoustic nerve. You have, in Israel, a researcher epidemiologist at the Gertner Institute for Epidemiology has found that there's a sizable increase in the chances of getting a malignant tumor in the parotid gland, which is in the salivary gland. Now, of course, all these various tumors are appearing just in the place where you normally hold a phone. That is what the researchers are saying, is that these increased chances of getting tumors are always occurring on the side of the head where you use the phone for 10 years or more. So, in fact, you have a continuum there. You're seeing that researchers are finding that there are effects at very low levels of exposure, and there are effects at very long-term levels of exposure.
Let me ask you this, because we're getting some instant messages here with questions. I'm going to throw a couple at you, and I know we only have limited time with you. So here we go. One question is, would a Bluetooth help? Another, with a Bluetooth to a wireless device.
Yeah, Bluetooth does not help.
Okay, Bluetooth does not help. Does a wired earpiece help?
The wired earpiece has been determined. There's a bit of controversy there because, the wired earpiece will reduce your exposure enormously. However, there are some scientists who are saying because of the copper in the actual wired earpiece, that the copper actually conducts a certain level of electromagnetic radiation straight to your ear. So, you know, but still.
It'll still reduce it.
The wired earpiece is a lot better for you.
Okay. What about all of the clouds out there? I mean, like, if I'm not using a cell phone, and this gets to the question of Wi-Fi, you have a part in this piece, which is not about cell phones, which is actually about wireless data networks, and it talks about, this is just fascinating, that in April 2008, the National Library of France, citing possible genotoxic effects, announced it would shut down its Wi-Fi system. What about people's home Wi-Fis? Do you suggest getting rid of them and going back to the ether cable, the direct cord? And what about people who forget about just your own home? I mean, I'm sitting here in an office, or maybe I'm in a coffee shop. Is that impacting me, and at what level, I guess, comparatively to a cell phone?
Well, it's impacting you a lot less than actually holding the microwave transmitter straight to your head, because radiation exposure is reduced by the square of the distance. So you move it away a couple of inches, and there's a huge decrease in the actual exposure. So, but, you know, the Library of France, the Saint-Genevieve Library in Paris, the numerous governments across Europe, numerous universities in Canada, have all decided to apply what's called the precautionary principle in science regarding Wi-Fi, and to rehardwire a lot of their internet connections. And what the precautionary principle says is basically that if we don't have clear evidence of safety, then we have to assume risk. So with regard to Wi-Fi, yes, Wi-Fi and cell phones both use the same type of microwave frequencies to send and receive information. They, in fact, Wi-Fi uses far more complex modulations of those frequencies, and scientists have been showing that it is the modulation of frequencies that can cause the widest range of effects.
Is the data you found, and I want to, before I forget, I just have to read this, because people are going to say, well, you know, there's all these studies that say, you know, this isn't a big deal. And one of the key findings in your piece is about who funds these studies, and the key number I found here is that While only 25% of industry-funded studies show negative health effects from cell phones, 75% of non-industry studies do. That's a very key point here about who is funding these studies, and the ones that aren't funded by the industry are finding more reasons for concern, specifically with regard to kids, young people whose brains are still developing, or even pregnant women. Is there a particular danger for them?
Yeah, scientists are suggesting that there is, especially because children have thinner skulls and bodies are still developing, but especially because they have thinner skulls and most of these effects are being, are probably targeting the brain. So, yes, and there are studies showing, for example, that women who use their cell phones a lot during pregnancy end up having children who suffer more behavioral disorders and neurological disorders. Not sure about the quality of that study, but it does suggest some, you know, there has to be further epidemiological research. And that's exactly in France, for example, you know, where my daughter lives in France. The government has been wise enough to issue a national cell phone health warning. The legislature is preparing laws to ban all cell phone marketing to children. The government itself has issued warnings to parents to not have their children use cell phones. The Finnish government has done the same thing. The German government.
Yeah, I mean, these are industrialized countries. I mean, these are highly advanced industrialized countries. My last question for you, and we got to run, but again, online with us is Christopher Ketchum. His article in GQ, warning your cell phone may be dangerous to your health. It's on our website, linked on our website, am760.net. Last question for you. If the average person, this is what I did over the weekend. I've been making sure that I speak, if I ever have longer conversations, although now it's going to be every conversation, on my cell phone with a headset, and I basically took the wireless out of my house. I only use wireless when I play a video game, which is very rarely, but sort of general internet use in my house. I've now gone back to Ethernet. I mean, are those basic steps that substantially mitigate at least a good portion of what you're talking about?
Yes. They substantially mitigate it. The problem is that we have now so electrically polluted the atmosphere. Electropollution is just everywhere due to Wi-Fi transmitters in people's homes and due to the huge proliferation of cell phone towers everywhere. So, yeah, but we have transformed the electromagnetic atmosphere to the point where as one scientist put it, one really renowned scientist, Leif Salford in Sweden, put it, we are engaged in the largest biological experiment in human history.
It's really, really frightening. Well, I mean, when I read your piece, I just said, I'm going to do what I can in my own little world to try to mitigate some of this stuff. But I tell you something, you're absolutely right, and that the stuff outside of any one individual's control is also a major part of this. Thank you, Christopher Ketchum, for taking the time this morning. Your reporting was really terrific in this piece. And again, I just want to thank you. I know your time is limited. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. 9:53 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. That article, I encourage everybody to read it. It is on our website, am70.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll do a little bit more of a news update. And I tell you something, this article really blew my mind. I've already been thinking about these issues, but really, it gets you really thinking about it. And somebody in some messages and asking about cordless phones. Yes, it's the same thing. I got rid of cordless phones as well. I just think
I didn't have a caller ask as well about, like, they have a little portable radio that they carry, like a Walkman with the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal there.
You know, I should have asked him that, and we'll try to email him and ask him. I don't think that's the same, because that's a receiver.
Right.
Right. The problem with the cell phone that he's identifying in his article is that the cell phone is sending signals out. So when it sends signals out,
and it's constantly doing that. It's like if I bring over my phone by this stereo equipment, it'll start going.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when it's receiving and sending.
That's exactly right. So
transmitting.
So a radio, right? Your radio in your car, your Walkman.
It's just receiving.
That's just receiving.
Right.
That's just receiving.
So it's
not
constant.
And by the way, it's receiving waves that are already in the atmosphere.
Right. Right.
There's a so.
No.
So
should you answer it yourself? You're a scientist, dude.
There you go. All right. So I'm telling you, everybody read that article, am760.net. Let's get a traffic update.
Well, there's really no traffic around town right now, Dave. Things looking pretty good for us on 225 in between Aurora and the Tech Center. Also no problems on C-470 down in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Only issue around Denver. Washington Ave is closed between 51st and 54th due to a water main break. And that's it, man. Patchy ice over Loveland Pass. That's the other problem. If you're in the high country, I-70 is in decent shape for us. Your forecast, mostly sunny in the morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of about 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a small chance of rain and snow mix in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s tomorrow. Current downtown temperature, 41 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register. And taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit pearlvision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. We talk about it a lot on this show. Dental care is part of your healthcare, and you always need a good recommendation for a good dentist. Well, here's a recommendation, a sponsor of the AM 760 Morning Show, a great team. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles, right up there at a great location in Boulder. They provide more than just a beautiful smile. They help you maintain a healthy mouth. Services they offer: invisible braces, all porcelain crowns, Incredible Smiles veneers, laser cleanings, even sleep studies and solutions for snorers. I took that one. They give you a headset. They tell you, you go home, you sleep. You bring it back in. They tell you how you're sleeping, what you can do to improve your sleep, and if any dental procedures can help you with any snoring issues. Yes, snoring and dentistry are intimately related. I didn't know that until I met with the team at Incredible Smiles. Call Lori and the team at Incredible Smiles now for your complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE. 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453. On the web at incrediblesmiles.com. Call them up. The team is great up there. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
I want my brain back. I want all those book titles and telephone numbers back where I can find them. I want to remember people's names when I run into them. And I want to stop forgetting where I put my keys and glasses. Yeah, I want my brain back. That's why I want Neurostin.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your mental sharpness and concentration and help you regain your focus. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-700-0107. Neurostin's all-natural ingredients help dramatically improve your focus and mental clarity and clear up frustrating brain fog. You could feel as sharp as you did years ago. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. If you want to get your brain back, call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-700-0107. The number again is 1-800-700-0107.
9:58 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's the show for today. Remember, tomorrow, John Hickenlooper and Ted Haggard's wife, we're going to bring him into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Tune in tomorrow.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and XL Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solaris.com to learn more. That's solaris.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
AM 760, Colorado.